Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Green Zone. Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan taking you throughout the game. Tyler Zuli producing. The phone number to participate the entire game will be with you all the way through, 610-632-0975. The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino, custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com. You must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Eagles favorite in the game, Pat. Before we get right to kickoff, we'll also have David Tuckman on right in a little while, then at halftime in the fourth quarter with in-game updates on all the gambling. We'll have all that all day long. Pat, right before kickoff, how do you feel about the game?
I love this game. I might be a little biased, obviously, because I'm an Eagles fan, but yeah. You mentioned earlier how a lot of the money was going towards the Falcons.
Yes.
I think it has more to do with the fact that no one thinks the Falcons are going to go 0-2 at home than they actually like the Falcons.
I agree with that.
I do worry about Julio Jones, because he's going to get his. And Doug Peterson even alluded to that in one of his press conferences earlier this week. But, Matt Ryan doesn't really scare me. Their other receivers don't. People act like Mohamed Sanu is the second coming. Like, they put him in the same breath. Well, you got to worry about this guy and this guy. And then they throw Mohamed Sanu. His best season was 900 yards.
Yeah.
He's not that great.
No, he's not that great. Julio Jones, 400 yards the last three times the Eagles have played him. Zero touchdowns. Maybe he scores today. I'm not saying that they're going to shut him out. I just feel really good about this game. As they line up, surprise, surprise, the Eagles are kicking off because they defer. They always defer. And here we go. It goes off and it's a touchback.
Did you see who was returning it?
Who was returning it?
Former Eagle great Kenyon Barner.
Yes, I did know that. So that means that they don't have a very good return game.
Yeah, exactly. I think what's key, though, is if the Eagles score quickly, which they've had trouble doing for the past 18 games.
Yes.
18 games. They've had trouble scoring in the first quarter. But if they can do that, you can take this Fugazi Atlanta crowd out of it. And also, I think there's going to be a lot of Eagles fans at the game because of the fact that, Atlanta's a Fugazi town.
Yes. Now, David Tuckman will be with us a little while. He picked the Eagles minus the one to win the game and cover. We all agree. We're unanimous, the three of us, on that. And on first down, the Eagles actually get a nice little play there. So, throughout this whole day, obviously, we're going to go over the days. Tyler's going to have the rundown of all the day's scores. It was a weird day. The biggest game was the Saints-Rams game, but you had some injuries there with Drew Brees. Also, Ben Roethlisberger also got hurt. So it'll be interesting, when we run down the whole day of games, what we think about that. Now you got Matt Ryan in. It's the first down.
I do like Austin Hooper a lot.
He's good.
I think he's a very good.
And without Gruje Hill, the linebacker position is something to watch for. You only trust Bradham. So it's not a surprise if Atlanta was able to move the ball some on these linebackers. And I would like to see something from this secondary. Jernigan now, once again, a starter on the defensive line.
Yep.
That's really the only difference from last week to this week.
Yeah, and, he was the only guy to get a sack last week, so he did play pretty well, all things considered. But I think a lot more people like Timmy Jernigan in a rotation, not necessarily as a starter.
Yes, you're right about that. He's at least, though, they claim he's as healthy right now as he has been in a long time.
Well, Farzetta was talking about, and this was months ago during training camp, but he was talking about basically how Timmy Jernigan was coming into this season with such an edge because of the fact that people had doubted him and the fact that people had kind of written him off for the injury that he had. And I like that. I like the fact that he was coming into this season with a chip on his shoulder looking to prove something. And you kind of saw that in week one.
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh, don't really like that. It was a lot of cushion. A
lot of cushion. That's what they do. And methodically, that's Sanu now. The Falcons are moving the ball a little bit on this defense. Not a huge surprise. Who steps up is the question. Now, on the line right now, we might as well get to our first call, 610-632-0975. Joe in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic on the Fanatic Green Zone. Joe? All right,
there goes Joe.
You can call back, Joe, if you came on late. I'm sure you're watching the game with us, but you can turn the sound down on the game.
Probably won't be the worst analysis we hear today.
No, it will not be. It will not be the worst analysis. Absolutely not.
Now, see, this is kind of what you worry about, though, and I know a lot of people talked about it all week, was Jim Schwartz's defense kind of getting gashed.
Yeah, with this.
And early on, it's getting gashed.
He likes to lay back, and I don't like it. Nobody seems to like it. I've given him the benefit of the doubt some. I've given him the benefit of the doubt some because you're playing against you had a lot of injuries last year, and they won the Super Bowl the year before.
Yeah.
But enough is enough. Perhaps dictate to the offense.
His defense also got worked in that Super Bowl. It's worth mentioning. They won it, obviously, and it looked better because they came up with that key fumble.
Brandon Graham and then Barnett recovers it. Yeah, the strip sack.
You know, it's the two weapons on this Atlanta Falcons team you have to worry about are Devontae Freeman and Julio Jones.
Yes.
Now, early on, they're gashing you with Devontae Freeman, even though that carry wasn't Devontae Freeman, but they're gashing you with it. And Julio Jones hasn't touched the ball yet, and it's only a matter of time. You know, you can't keep him, you can't keep him out of the stat sheet forever. So that part worries me, and it goes back to look. You need to get pressure on the quarterback because if Matt Ryan has time to sit back and just survey the field and deliver, he's gonna make you pay. But
there's the tight end position once again, and already just for the live betting, the Eagles opened the game as favorites. They were minus. Let me get the exact number. They were minus 115. Now, instantly, with the live, you can bet it right now. The Eagles are now plus 102. The Falcons now, during this drive, minus 132 on the money line and now 1.5 point favorites as they move the ball. We'll keep you updated on the live totals from PlaySugarHouse.com the entire day.
And the Falcons are already in the red zone.
Not in the red zone.
My bad. Well, this is why it's live football.
No,
this is why it's live football.
They're in field goal range already, but Brandon Graham.
That's what I meant. Yep.
They're in field goal range, but Brandon Graham makes a big play. That's encouraging. That's encouraging.
Yeah,
because this Atlanta offensive line is not good. All these plays have been very quick hitters. Everything, the pitches, the passes, everything. There've been a lot of quick hitters so far throughout this day. So this drive. So maybe this will slow them down a little bit because it looks like the Eagles might even blitz. Looks
no
like.
Way.
Let's see if they pull back. No, they are. They send. They get rid of the ball quickly.
Unbelievable.
And it's incomplete. Incomplete. Wow. They blitzed and it worked. And now.
I think hell just froze over, Ty.
It's 3rd and 16, everybody. Here's the game.
Here's the picket fence defense coming up.
Yes, this is the game. Can they hold them now? Now, a sack here takes them completely out of field goal range. They have a really strong leg kicker in a dome. So right now, they will still kick a 50-plus yard field goal without hesitation. And that kicker's real.
Kickers today have been awful.
Awful, but this guy has made 60. He's an animal. Can they get off the field? Now there's a picket fence.
There it is.
Here's the picket fence. Can they get off the field? 3rd and 16. Can the Eagles do it? Let's see. A screen pass. And
get him, wrap him up.
Wow.
There we go. That's a good tackle by Sidney Jones. That's a good tackle by
Sidney.
Give it up. Julie, let's give a little clap in there. I want to see it.
Swartz, we believe in you. What you got for us, Tyler?
Absolutely not. I will not applaud one time for the mishaps of 15 times.
Come
I can't
on.
Do it.
Now you come out for the field goal. You know what? You stop. You bite your tongue, sir.
The guy's Henry Hader
there. The way things were going, it looked like the Falcons were headed for a touchdown. Instead, a field goal attempt and a lengthy field goal attempt. Not a gimme from this length. A 50-yarder. Not a gimme. Let's see what happens from
no,
Brian.
I believe the kickers have been doing today.
Been a rough day. So the worst kicking thing happened in college yesterday. We'll talk about it because Tyler's a Penn State guy.
Yeah, he made it.
And no surprise, it's good. Okay, not awesome, but the Eagles only down 3-0 with the offense attempting to now get the ball for the first time.
No, and with the way that Atlanta was moving down the field, I think a lot of Eagles fans will take that.
Absolutely.
First drive, you hold them to a field goal. You have good things happen when you actually bring pressure, shockingly enough.
Right.
And you're able to hold him. And not only are you able to hold him, but it's Sidney Jones, a guy that a lot of people have a question mark about, who makes a key tackle on that 3rd and 16.
Right. They'll be updating the live lines very soon. All right. So now, on the money line, after that field goal, if you want to get in, the Eagles now minus 108 if you want to get in. The Falcons minus 121. Over, under on points. It was, before the game, 51.5.
Aye, the over.
It remains slightly favored at minus 117 compared to minus 115 on the over for points. And
did you take that?
I took the over.
I took the over, too.
I took first touchdown, so that's still a take to beat Jordan Howard. And I bet the Eagles to win the game all on PlaySugarHouse.com. I bet all of those will have David Tuckman in a little while with some of his
I like
updated picks.
I like that pick, man. I like Jordan Howard because I think I think he has like a not a breakout game necessarily, but I think he's going to be like the lead back today.
I agree with that.
You heard last week they talked about Darren Sproles, and we had the same question that everybody had last week, which is why is Darren Sproles getting the ball
so much?
And post game, Doug Peterson basically said, "Look, you got the ball so much because it was a scheme thing." So you would logically think, okay, well, if it's a scheme thing, that makes sense. You got Jordan Howard in here; he looked good last week, and the limited touches that he did get. So okay. Let's see if he can get the ball. I like that call by you. And how much would that pay out for you?
That one would pay out on a $2 bet. That would pay out $80.
Damn.
Yes, because I can give you a rundown real fast while we're in the commercial break
of
football. To the favorite for first touchdown was Alshon Jeffrey, followed by Zach Ertz, followed by Miles Sanders, followed by DeSean Jackson.
That's surprising.
And then Jordan Howard, plus 650 currently.
Now, is this first touchdown in the game or first touchdown just for the Eagles?
The next time, next touchdown score away, they update it. So I bet the first touchdown, then they will reset the odds and you can bet the following touchdown. That's all available. The favor on the Atlanta side, if you want to get in there and bet that they're going to score a touchdown, Devonta Freeman at plus 275, the favorite. Julio Jones second at plus 400. Now, real fast, Penn State Pitt played their last possible game, number 100. Penn State barely wins. The Pitt coach, real fast before we get to the Eagles action, kicked a field goal from the 1 yard line down by 7.
I missed that because I was too busy celebrating Temple's big win, but that's absurd.
Yes. So thinking,
that's just dumb.
Oh, so you kicked the field goal. By the way, they missed the field goal.
That's amazing.
The 19 yards.
You know, and they deserve to miss the field goal.
Down 7 at the 1. They decided to do that with Penn State. Speaking of kickers, so it was college and pro kickers bad. Eagles get the ball and a good decision.
That's a good return.
Good return out there by Clement, who didn't really touch the ball offensively. He got it basically now with the touchback now at the 25-yard line. That's where you measure it. Do they get past the 25 or not? If they get past the 25, it was a good return. If they don't, it was not. And they got past the 25 there. So now the Eagles will take the ball. Tyler, in a little while, at the next stoppage, we'll give an update of some of the 1 o'clock, some of the scores throughout the day.
I'll tell you what, yesterday at the Temple game, though, I was hammering the live line on the Sugar House app for the Temple game. Because when they went down, I said, oh, Temple's winning this game. I cashed in.
Great defense by Temple. Good, really good win after they put up a 60 spot on Syracuse the week before. And right away, the return of Zach Ertz. Now, people get upset.
I need you to update me on what's the over-under for him.
People get upset about that. The difference is, unlike last week, they run a cover three in which they take three guys deep and run a quarters defense, trying to take out the deep ball of obviously mainly DeSean Jackson and partially Nelson Aguilar. You're not going to see many chances to go deep. Therefore, Zach Ertz is going to be a lot of opportunities. You just have to enjoy that they're moving the ball and taking what's with it. Do not get upset.
Oh, I'll take that.
Who gets the first carry of the game today?
Miles Sanders.
Too much dancing.
I agree.
Too much dancing. And now third and short. Too much dancing there. There was a hole there. Too much dancing from Sanders.
Yeah, too much east-west, not enough north-south. I'll take that, man. I expected kind of the Falcons. I thought the best thing about last week wasn't just the fact that, hey, DeSean Jackson's back, but the fact that, all right, that's something the Falcons are going to have to be like, hey, we need to focus on for sure that he doesn't burn us.
Right, which will open it up for other guys.
Exactly. It'll open up everything underneath. I mean, you know, and that's the luxury you have with a speed guy like DeSean Jackson.
Absolutely. So let's see what's going to happen here on this 3rd and 2. All right, they pass.
It's good protection early on.
Good protection early.
Off his back foot, though. That's awful.
That was sitting there. He got hit. Is there a flag down?
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't love the pass the ball there.
I just can't believe he really short-armed it. And I thought he had time, too. I mean, it was a good block there by
Sanders. Sanders got the leg. That's what he got hit on the leg, so he couldn't step into the throw.
Oh, it's an automatic first down then.
Yeah, he hit him low. Hit him low. You're not allowed to tackle a quarterback low.
Jesus
so
Christ.
Took out the leg. That is a rule.
Yeah, it's a awful rule.
Yeah, but
I mean, that's football.
But if you watched any of the games earlier,
you saw
the Bears game. No. There was a penalty earlier for tackling a running back too hard.
It's ridiculous.
In the Bears Broncos game, there was for literally tackling.
Well, what they're gonna have to do is basically ask, hey, would you please go down? Just ask nicely.
You gotta hit him at the waist. And what's tough about that particular play was, and now we get a false start for the Eagles. What's tough about that play is Sanders takes the legs out of the blitzer. And basically what they're telling the players is they have to establish themselves back onto their feet before they hit a quarterback so they don't take out the legs. You saw Roethlisberger get hurt earlier.
Yep.
You saw Drew Brees get hurt earlier. They're trying. Everyone's tuning in for the quarterbacks. They're going extra to protect them. I understand a lot of people don't like it, but it makes sense.
I just think it's a bunch of rules that are made by guys who never played the game.
That's probably true, but Troy Vincent signs off on a lot of these. Troy Vincent did play.
Troy Vincent's a yes man. He's getting paid by who?
By the league.
Yeah.
But he is a former player, and he does have say, former Eagle.
Yeah, I just don't think Troy Vincent is really speaking up in a room.
You're thinking, whatever you say there, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think Troy Vincent's getting paid a lot of money.
These guys got to be more disciplined when they tackle. I agree.
Yeah.
Roger.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's really speaking up for the guys. Now, I could be wrong. And I actually liked Troy Vincent when he was here a lot. But I don't like the protecting the, not necessarily not protecting the quarterback, but the rules that they're having.
Right.
Of quote unquote hitting too hard and stuff. It's ridiculous.
Now, this is a second and long situation here.
After a false start by Sayamalu.
And okay,
that puts them
at third and medium coming up.
I didn't initially like
that with Sanders. I don't like the way Sanders is running early. Once again, Howard, not the primary back, doesn't help me a whole lot with
that handoff.
Yeah. So under the circumstances, not the worst play. That was in the breadbasket. I think that Sanders not having his arm out looks like that was in the breadbasket. That happened once last week as well.
All right, third and long.
Now, 12 or 13 last week, had a penalty on the first third down. Can they get on the other side of midfield, and that would get them a first down on the other side of midfield?
You got Darren Sproles in the game, too.
That looks like that went off a hand there.
Yeah, he's got to catch that. You've got to. Aguilar's
got to squeeze that. It's a tight window. There's going to be defenders there. Aguilar off the hands.
Yeah, it wasn't the best throw, but he's got to catch that.
It's tough with two guys. Small windows. Let's see what the offensive line did.
Ooh, Jason Peters got beat bad.
Got beat there.
By, is that Tack McKinley?
Yeah, had the rush. I wish they had shown a replay of Aguilar to see. I'm pretty sure they hit him in both hands, so the Eagles have to punt. That's not great. Another slow start for the Eagles offense.
We've kind of gotten used to that. Good, good punt, though, man.
All right.
Good job. Was that Matt Collins?
That was that down?
I think that was Matt Collins. That's
line.
A good job. By the special teams. I think that's Matt Collins who downed him, man. That's a hell of a job.
That is. That's a fantastic
Eagles special teams.
So each team's had the ball one time. The Eagles are down 3-0. The Falcons now have to go 99 yards. Phone number, 610-632-0975. We'll have David Tuckman on updating you. 610-632-0975. I'll continue to do the live lines throughout the day. Tyrone Johnson, Patty Ginn, Tyler Zulu producing here on the Fanatic Green Zone.
You're locked in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
With Tyrone and Pat on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Philadelphia, the birthplace of America. Conceived by visionaries, we set the standard of building excellence. We build safer and stronger. We dig deeper, push harder, climb higher. We built the skyline. We are GBCA, the General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
I'm Pat Gallagher with Pullman Philadelphia, and we're proud members of the General Building Contractors Association. Pullman offers a broad range of masonry restoration and waterproofing services that meet the needs of both commercial and industrial clients. With a proven track record and skilled workforce, we assure high quality and timely completion of your repair and maintenance challenges. We are building the skyline. We are GBCA. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ever look at your paycheck and think, there's got to be a better way? Well, here's some news. There is, and I can show it to you. I'm Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My brother and I have taught thousands of people how to start making money in real estate. Now it's your turn. Next week, we're conducting a free 2-hour educational workshop right here in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area, where you'll learn some of my secrets, like how to start flipping homes for profit in your spare time, using other people's money, and how to get started putting money in your pocket every month by investing investing in income properties. Real estate is a powerful tool that has made millions of people wealthy, but you can't start making your first dollar until you take your first step. Come to my free workshop and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. It could mean a lifetime of financial security.
To get two free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
I spent 25 years at the National Security Agency, and I know firsthand what's needed by employers in the field of cybersecurity.
Learn real-world skills from cyber faculty like Dr. Emma Garrison Alexander. University of Maryland University College can help unlock your career potential with award-winning undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates in cybersecurity. Just ask UMUC alum Conrad Shand.
Because I got a degree from UMUC, I got promotions that helped me move up in the world and earn more for my family.
UMUC is designated as a Center of Digital Forensics Academic Excellence by the DC3. It's the respected state university made for you. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Earn an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate with University of Maryland University College. Apply by September 16th and we'll waive your application fee. Fall classes start soon. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Whether you've got friends and family coming over for the game or headed down to the tailgate in the lot, score big and serve in style with Primo Hoagie Party Trays and Sampler Platters. No matter what you have planned, there's no bigger crowd pleaser than Primo Hoagies, made with only the highest quality meats and cheeses, sliced fresh to order, and served on Primo's award-winning seeded rolls, baked fresh every day. Your taste buds will be doing their touchdown dance. Stop in one of over 90 locations or order online at PrimoHoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie, it's a Primo.
Looking for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Turn to Burns. We have hundreds of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Plus, more peace of mind with the Turn to Burns guarantee. Get a better warranty, an unbeatable 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty on Burns certified pre-owned vehicles. And satisfaction is guaranteed. Love your choice or exchange it. Shop our large selection of quality pre-owned vehicles online at BurnsHonda.com. So when it comes time for your next vehicle, turn to Burns.
You're locked in to 97.5 The Fanatic, brought to you by McCausland Lock Services. Car keys and remotes for up to 50% off. Online at 4carkeys.com. We are all here for the same reason. Philadelphia Sports. 97.5 The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the green zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, and welcome back to the Fanatic Green Zone. It's presented by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And we have 3rd and 5,
yep.
But, and David Tuckman will be calling us momentarily. We'll go over the next player to score a touchdown odds, and we'll also be going over the money line to get in on the in-game betting. Now they're calling pass interference. They're challenging that. My issue with that call is, in general, is it clear that Douglas pass interfered there enough to overturn it?
It's been, and you brought this up, man, it's been really tough to overturn all day. The only instance that I can remember that it actually did work was... in Miami. It was the only win that Miami had today.
They didn't score.
They challenged a pass interference call. It was held. It was reversed. That's the only one I can think of. And that was a clear as day pick.
It's tough to do.
And it was an offensive pass interference that they challenged, and right. It was a clear as day pick. So this is a defensive pass interference. It's different, and it's going to be tough, I feel like, to overturn.
They're at their own 6-yard line when
I'm
they
very
do this
biased
call.
Though with this. I'm right. Very biased.
Obviously on the line, he'll be with us for the rest of the season. This guy is legit when it comes to gambling. He's going to help educate us a little bit. Mr. David Tuckman, how are you doing today, David?
I am good. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. The Eagles. Now, before the game, we posted it and we talked about it. You picked the Eagles minus the one. You like them as a side. Can you get some good value right now?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, obviously, with the good punt and then pinning them back is a little bit off here. Right now, the Eagles are currently minus 1.5. Money line is off right now, pending, I imagine, the decision. So you might want to wait and see what happens out right here. Eagles right now are minus 110 money line. I still think there's value there.
Okay.
I think the Eagles are a better team. I just don't trust the Atlanta Falcons tackles. I mean, I think right out of the gate, you guys probably see it. They are trying to get the ball out of Matt Ryan's
so fast,
hands
yes.
really, really quick. Yeah.
Yes.
They don't trust those tackles at all.
They really don't. Now, sooner or later, we both agree that someone's going to score a touchdown in this game. And right now, looking at the player odds, it's interesting on the Eagles side. Let's start with that. Plus 400, Alshon plus 450, Ertz plus 500, Miles Sanders plus 450, DeSean Jackson plus 650, Jordan Howard. If you were to make a bet like that, where would you head in the direction on the Eagles side?
I mean, these are always tough bets to make, obviously.
Yes.
I think it's safe to say that both teams are probably going to score at least a couple of touchdowns in this game. You know what? If it's not broke, don't fix it. DeSean Jackson is, he's legit. This guy is back. I think he brings a dimension to this Philadelphia offense they haven't had in quite a while. And at plus 450, I think that's nice value.
And on the other side, Devonta Freeman, a big favorite at plus 275, followed by Julio Jones. The interesting thing, the last three times these teams have played, the Eagles have gone 3-0. Julio Jones, over 400 yards, zero touchdowns. Does he get one today?
You know what? I mean, for those of you out there who have had Julio Jones in fantasy football, you're probably banging your head against the wall because you know Julio Jones does not score touchdowns.
Yes.
So I'm not going to bet on
yep,
Julio
I'm
Jones
one of those guys.
There you go, right? I mean, every year you get drafted in the first round and he gets, you know, 1,500 yards and you're like, why doesn't he score? Drives you nuts. I just think at plus 400, the value's not there. Freeman either at plus 275. But let's go back to what I just said a couple of minutes ago. You know, the Atlanta Falcons don't trust their offensive line, and they shouldn't. You know, we saw in week one, the Vikings were just all over Matt Ryan. Ryan is not very good when he's under pressure.
Right.
They're going to try to get the ball out of his hands quickly. And to me, if you're looking for a guy, if you're looking for some value, I'm looking at Austin Hooper, their tight end.
Oh.
He's at plus 550.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I like Hooper.
Beautiful. No, I really, really like that. Now, the Eagles are just getting the ball back, so the lines are going to flip. So, for people that don't know about you, Mr. Tuckman, I know they call you Tuck. Your friends, can I call you Tuck? Is that all right?
You know what? All my good friends call me Tuck. If somebody calls me Dave, I just keep walking. If somebody says Tuck, I turn around and it's like old school. I feel like I'm in high school again. It's great. So please do.
Yes. So I want to ask you about this. For people that don't know you, give them a little bit on your background. I know you'll be back with us during halftime.
Yeah, no, I've been working in the NFL for a long time. I was an analyst over on Sky Sports in London for a long time for all the games that would go over there. And I was doing that week by week. I used to host the Pro Football Focus podcast for quite some time as well. So I've been in and around the NFL and broadcasting for a long time. I'm also a poker player.
Week one, you were over there you were overseas playing poker.
I was. Yeah, I was overseas. I was in Portugal playing some poker. I had that prior commitment. But as a poker player, you know, we just live and breathe gambling. It's always around us. I think we're all kind of degenerates at heart. So, you know, it's a lot of fun.
And just before I let you go, it has flipped that quickly. On the money line, the Eagles are now minus 132 after the latest punt. The Eagles have the ball back. Falcons now plus 100 on the money line. It switched that fast.
Yeah, and it's going to, obviously, at this point. I mean, I'm liking what I'm seeing from the Eagles. I mean, I think it's at some point, this Eagles offense is just, it's just too good to stop, and I think we're going to see this. And frankly, I mean, this Falcons team, they're just not that good. I mean, we like to think of Julio Jones and Matt Ryan as elite players, and Julio Jones certainly is. But as an overall team, the Atlanta Falcons are probably a slightly below average team.
Wow.
Their 7-9 record from last season was not a surprise. This is pretty much a 500 team at best.
Oh, thanks.
And the Eagles are better.
Thanks so much.
I'll leave it at that.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the information. It was fantastic. And we'll talk to you again at halftime, Tuck.
Sounds good, buddy. Later.
All right.
You know, he brought up a point that, you know, I think a lot of football fans out there have been maybe bullish to say out loud, but it's the fact that the Atlanta Falcons are an average team.
Yep.
But in everyone's mind, it's because, hey, they were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, but Matt Ryan has basically had one elite year. That was with Kyle Shanahan as his coordinator. Shanahan leaves for the head coaching job in San Francisco, and Matt Ryan looks lost.
Right.
With Steve Sarkisian as his offensive coordinator.
Absolutely. Now, you're absolutely right about that. Now, there are people who are talking about our delay. This is what you do. During this commercial break, you pause 10 seconds. You pause 10 seconds on your TV, then we're synced up and you're watching us
with
the green zone. You hit play.
You'll never know.
And you're with us for the rest of the game. You'll never know.
You'll never know.
Because you're watching it with us. The phone number, 610-632-0975. The Eagles still trail 3-0, but they had the ball with decent field position. And apparently, the Falcons punter has some groin tightness.
Yes.
That could be a theme going throughout. And good job by the Eagles. They weren't able to stop them from getting a first down for starting at the one. But the defense, you can see they're almost playing hot potato getting the ball out of their hands with Matt Ryan.
They really are.
And they can't exploit. Cindy Jones got beat once, but they can't fully exploit this Eagles defense if you don't let the quarterback hold the ball.
You know, and you know who looks really good early on? Your boy Derek Barnett.
That guy looks good early on. I believe in him. You know, there were three or four in the first two rounds defensive ends that are older than him now, and this is him entering his third year. We forget how young the guy is. He's only 23 years old.
That's crazy.
There were guys this year who were, you know, fifth-year seniors, obviously, got drafted. They're young. They're older than he is. And he's entering year three.
You do forget that, yeah.
But he was a child when he got drafted. So him breaking Reggie White's all that thing and coming out of Tennessee, breaking all his records, he was a kid doing that. And I believe when he gets his man strength, whether it be this season, next season, I think he could be a Pro Bowl caliber defensive end.
I hope so. I would like them to bring more blitzes to give him help.
Oh, I agree. Let him single up a little bit more often. He faces a lot of double teams, a lot of chips because they don't bring extra guys. All right. Eagles are now on the other side of the 50-yard line. And either it'll be third and an inch or first down.
Look who just got the carry.
Oh.
Jordan Howard
on the money line. Quickly. Eagles now minus 137. So you could have gotten the Eagles as an underdog after that on PlaySugarHouse.com. Go back to the app while it's still a good value because I have a feeling the Eagles are going to score on this drive.
Yeah, I agree.
And then that's going to flip and it's not going to be as easy for you to get in there. And it is indeed a first down. So on the other side, this is the time where the coach gets pretty aggressive. So look for some trick plays. Look for some going on fourth down now that they're on the other side
of the field.
Jordan
Howard's still in the game, by the way.
I like to see that. Straight ahead.
Carry.
That's fine. That's two or
probably
three.
About three or four, maybe.
That's fine. I like
that. Take that.
I don't like how Sanders ran on that first drive.
I didn't like it either.
I think he did a lot of dancing in that first drive. I didn't like it. Now he comes out because we jinxed him and it's our fault. He gained two there on the spot. Not a great spot. I wonder, now last week, when they had Aguilar in the game, they averaged 8 yards a carry with the traditional formation. When they did the double tight, they only averaged 4 yards per play. I wonder what happens this week when they go double tight versus last week. They were much more successful traditionally than they did with the 12 personnel.
Yeah, and they got Zach Ertz out there on the outside.
Time again.
Yeah, it's just a little bit off.
And not a huge window there.
No.
He stuck to Ertz there. So now another third down. Yeah, I'm saying that was a... the primary was clearly Ertz again, and Ertz did not create, Neal did a really good job, did not create separation there.
I'll always be thankful for that guy's knee. You know, they don't win the Super Bowl without his knee.
Yeah, like, poof. I mean, that's right off his hands, but tough play, but tight coverage. And
yeah, it was low. It was a little low. It wasn't the best throw.
No, tight window.
Early on, though, he's not really going through his progressions. He's just kind of going for those first read.
You saw that with the Aguilar
play. You saw that there with the Ertz play. He's not really surveying the field. And with the Aguilar play, he had two guys on him. There was a window there, but he had two guys on him. With the Ertz play there, he had Keanu Neal on him.
I think these are the scripted plays.
Yeah.
And once again, the scripted plays with DeFilippo and Reich were excellent. Since those guys have left and we have this new grow guy, the scripted plays have not been nearly as successful. So he's coming out and looking at the hot read, and the hot reads have not been open. I guarantee once they're out of these scripted plays, the offense moves better. And Grow needs to grow up and perhaps help his coach script out a better opening
I don't
script.
Get it, man. Like, the guy is a great wide receivers coach.
Now, you give him. Do we know who's in the medical tent there?
I did not
see.
We'll
get an update on that soon from Tyler. He'll be able to find out who's in the medical tent. 3rd and 8. There's a big play here. I mean, they're winning the field position battle, but you would really like the conversion.
Bringing pressure. Blitz. A lot of pressure.
Great job by.
And then he gets picked off.
It's like a punt, yeah.
Yeah, that's what, that's what you gotta look at. It's like a punt.
Like a punt. Right there. A lot of pressure. He tried to get too much there. Got a little greedy.
Yeah, I mean, you
most likely were going to punt it to there anyway, so it's not the end of the world, but yeah, and he took a big shot there.
Yeah, he came off and kind of clutching his holding ribs his there, ribs. Which isn't the best sign.
He comes completely clean.
I mean, initially when he's able to elude.
Yeah, it was the second hit, yeah.
Yeah, when he's able to elude the defender the first time, you're like, all right, this is going to be a typical like Carson Wentz magic play.
Also, Orsega Whiteside has to do a better job there playing defense there. That's the second time. Last week when he got in the game, he had a holding penalty that caused the Miles Sanders touchdown to be called back. Shaky call there. There, that pass was clearly a little short. He has to then come forward, in my opinion, and play a little defense and try to knock that out. So, once again, the early... And it looks like his ribs are bothering him.
Yeah, it does. Hopefully, he can shake it off and it'll go away, but...
All right, Tyler, who's in the medical tent?
As of right now, it looks like it's DeSean Jackson.
That's not great. Now, that, we can't bank on
not
that.
Not great, Bob.
Not great. He's in the medical tent. So, it looks like he's all right. He just got hit. You get hit in this game, so it looks like he's all right. But, yeah, this was a pretty big hit. Exposed
there. Yeah,
he got rocked there. So, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, Patty, and we'll be back here on the Green Zone.
You're locked in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
With Tyrone and Pat on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's a go green or go home weekend. We've got your Hella Mega Tour 2020 tickets with Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer.
You wanna be an American idiot?
Go to the contest page at 975thefanatic.com and register for a chance to win Hella Mega Tour 2020 tickets. Saturday, August 29, 2020 at Citizens Bank Park. Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer all in one night. Tickets go on sale Friday, September 20th at Ticketmaster.com. Or grab a pair early on Thursday, September 19th by using the code RADIO. It's our Fanatic Go Green or Go Home weekend on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, with fall approaching, it's time to replace your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. But the cost of sending your kids back to school, causing you to put off the project just a little longer? My friends at Guided Door and Window have heard you. They have a solution. In addition, right now, to getting 20% off all windows and doors, Guided will allow you to start the project today with no money down and give you 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of the new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors, including an increased comfort level in your home and lower monthly energy bills while you take advantage of 20% savings and have the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for 36 months. But you have to act now. This offer is just for a limited time. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guided today and schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. The number, 1-877-GO-GUIDA. Check them out online at GoGuida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After two-year agreement term and one-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Text and text additional, $29.95 due at signing with GM Conquest lease rebate and approved credit. 30% off 2019 pre-owned Acadia event ends 9/30/19. Call 1-800-KERBACK for full details.
You're about to hear FC Kerbeck's 2019 model year closeout event specials once. So listen closely. Get up to 30% off original MSRP. 2019 GMC Acadia was $36.5, now $25.6. That's 30% off. Or lease a new 2019 7-passenger GMC Acadia. Just $189 a month. We're out to sell all remaining 2019 Buick and GMC models. Lease a new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $99 a month at FC Kerbeck. Experience the new Buick. GMC, we are professional grade. The 2019 model year closeout event. 2019 GMC Acadia, $189 a month. 2019 Buick Encore, $99 a month. Now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
BYO Roots with fine wine and good spirits. Celebrate National Bourbon Heritage Month with Kentucky's claim to fame. No, not hot chicken or bluegrass music. On second thought, keep the banjo. I'm talking the southern charm of Kentucky bourbon. Stop into your local fine wine and good spirits today and save $3 on 750 milliliter bottles of Knob Creek and Basil Hayden straight bourbon. Offers end September 29, 2019. Please enjoy responsibly.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you are listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family. Talking about the game, during the game, you're in the green zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, indeed, we are back. Eagles have the ball. The Fanatic Green Zones presented by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Eagles have the ball first and down. They're basically on the fringe of field goal range. Now, there's been a lot of, I don't like this.
I don't know why they called that. Hated that.
Now, the Eagles might have to run the ball a lot. And now we also, it's possible that there was some miscommunication on that Wentz interception, because at the time, Alshon Jeffrey was out of the game. DeSean Jackson was out of the game. It looks like he's coming back in. And Dallas Goedert is now questionable return with a calf. So they may have to lean on the running. And now with a rookie, I don't know if that, when the quarterback runs on a scramble, many times you're supposed to bring your route back to the quarterback. I don't know if that was the case. But with a rookie, I can't leave that out, that was a possibility, that he was supposed to be somewhere and he wasn't there.
Yeah, I haven't been overly impressed with J.J. Arcega-Whiteside early on. at all. That's, I mean, you brought it up during the break there, but you have to play defense on that. Like, you're 6'5", you're much bigger. Play defense. This is concerning, though. I mean, you had Alshon Jeffrey out. We don't know what the deal with that is. DeSean Jackson out. We're not sure what the deal with that is. Dallas Goedert is on the sideline, but hasn't played.
Yeah, the calf. And they may now be trying to be smart about it because it's a long season. And is it worth it on week two when you're 1-0, even though it is a conference game, is it worth it to put a young guy out there when you know you're going to need him for the long haul? So you may end up having to make a different decision and just be more conservative.
And it's the same calf injury that has
bothered look at that. But on third down, third and short, Aguilar, really good. Best throw so far from Wentz on the outside
and
of the hash.
He changed the play at the line, too.
Yep. So once again, you see the scripted plays. This is year two now. This is now 18 games in which the scripted plays, and that includes with Nick Foles, who should, for all you Folesians out there, and I know there are many, it looks like he'll be back week 11. He had to get screws and plates put in his shoulder. Great throw. I mean, that on the outside hash, that's the hardest throw to make, and that separates the men from the boys. The Eagles on the money line, if you want to get in, -182 on PlaySugarHouse.com. They are massive favorites all of a sudden, and they're down 3-0. So Vegas thinks they're going to punch this in. And
Bad throw. And that's trying to force the ball into your safety blanket and Zach Ertz.
Now, the good thing is a quarterback who throws it hard can get away with those throws. A soft-throwing quarterback, that might be going a pick six going the other way 100 yards.
Yeah, Jeff Garcia, that's gone.
Right, that's gone. Even Nick Foles at times, not a big arm quarterback, though that was pass interference.
It was.
Now that changes. I might throw the flag there. Clearly early. Throw the flag, Doug. Doug doesn't throw it.
But it's probably because of what you talked about earlier, is that it doesn't get overturned a lot.
That's true.
It's very hard to get overturned.
But to me, he was clearly hit before the ball arrived. That's a face mask that they missed.
Yep, that's a good run, though.
Good run. And now that puts them at about 3rd-and-6, I think, coming up in the red zone. The Eagles driving with a chance to take the lead or at least tie the game here in Atlanta. The defense after the first drive has really played well.
Now, they just showed the huddle there. You're looking at a wide receiving core of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, Mac Hollins, and Nelson Aguilar.
And now you see why he forced it, too.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't blame him for doing it. I mean, honestly.
No. I was thinking, oh, he forced it. Oh, why? Now it makes sense as to why.
Yeah.
And Tuck just reached out. He says, Ertz, right now, +410, pretty good value here.
Yeah, I would say so.
First touchdown.
I would say so, because I don't see him going to anyone else, really. Oh, that's a bad job by Wentz.
No,
that's
Salamalo. There's no blocking.
Yeah, but
what do you want him to do?
He cut back in instead of continuing to run on the outside there. I agree with you. It's not good blocking, but when you start scrambling out, don't stop.
You don't have
keep going.
Look, let's see how much time he has.
We'll get a replay.
He gets to the top. Nobody's
right, so right there. Right here. I agree. All right. Not great. He starts eluding the defender.
Great coverage. All right. Great coverage.
Yep.
They're showing it on the screen.
Agreed.
So at that point,
I think to run around.
No. People have complained about the amount of hits he's taking and stuff. He's getting on the ground.
No, but if you keep running around, you don't get hit.
You saw what happened when
you
rolled down.
You don't get hit.
You do if you keep running. You're saying there's nobody out there.
So instead, he just stopped and got hit anyway.
And just kicked the field goal.
No, I hate that. I hate that. That's weak.
I disagree.
That's weak.
You can't have it both ways.
If you are going to continue to run. Don't just stop short and then just take a hit.
It wasn't much of a hit. I disagree. I think once it breaks down and nobody's covered, get on the ground, kick the field goal, tie the game up, live to play another.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying to force the ball or anything, but he starts to run and then he just literally just stops. And that caused the sack.
Perhaps
now
he saw
leads to
something.
A 34-yard field goal.
Let's see if he can make this for a little kick.
Yeah, I don't. All right.
He
made it.
Tied game.
He made it.
Tied up. All right. 3-3.
It's not good if you have. What's the over-under right now?
The over-under there. Well, they're about to update because it was just a score. 3-3. Your phone number 610-632-0975 on the Green Zone. We'll be with you throughout the program, throughout the entire game. All right. The over-under has now gone to over-under 36.5.
I think all right, let me hit on that.
You can bet on that right now at PlaySugarHouse.com.
Hammer the over.
All right, Tyler. Obviously, this is the Sunday night game. There is only one more game, the Monday night game. Go over some scores for us earlier today for everybody who may have missed them.
Yeah, so we'll start in the NFC East. The Cowboys and the Redskins. Redskins playing a second consecutive divisional game. They again go up and take a lead early. They go up 7-0, but the Cowboys end up becoming the better team a little bit later. They win that game 31-21. Dak looking pretty good.
Dak,
I know,
does
look good.
He did look good early. He did throw an interception early in that game. The people haven't seen this new offense. I'm interested if this is a new Dak or is this a surprise, you don't know what I'm doing yet. And in week six, it'll be interesting by the time the Eagles and Dallas play to see if it's still rolling.
So we got another NFC East game. Giants, they fall to 0-2 as the Buffalo Bills, they score three times on the ground. Frank Gore scores once. Devin Singletary scores his first NFL touchdown. Josh Allen rushes one in as well as the Bills double up the Giants. They win 28-14. So we have two 0-2 NFC East teams, and we've got a team tonight looking to make it 2-0 NFC East.
And clearly that's where we're at. It's the Eagles and the Cowboys and then those direct teams. The Giants are terrible. Buffalo's not that good.
Eli Manning, no, they're not. I mean, I was listening to the pregame show coming in, and they were talking about these games, and both Westbrook and Devon at the same time were like, Sean McDermott, and I immediately texted Devon and said, can we pump the brakes on the Sean McDermott love?
Yeah.
They played the Jets and the Giants.
Right.
I mean, come on. I mean, the Giants are a dumpster fire. Their only weapon is Saquon Barkley. They finally gave him the ball this week, still didn't win. Still,
and that's where I stand by. I know a lot of Penn State people, Tyler, we'll get right back to your scores. A lot of Penn State people thought it was smart to draft a running back that early because of how good he is.
Yeah, I did.
And I said it was a mistake. Not because he's not a Hall of Fame level player. Running back on their own, when your team stinks, don't make you win. This guy put up a historic rookie season. He's going to put up another historic year. And you don't know how many years running backs get.
It's going to be wasted.
And it'll be two wasted years if you draft a quarterback, like if they make a trade, or and draft him later, or if you get Darnold and you think he can play, you have your quarterback and you build your team and you can actually win. It doesn't make sense to draft a quarterback, a running back in the top five when the rest of your roster stinks. And now look at how many useless carries and receptions that guy's had so far.
I couldn't agree with you more. I thought the same thing. I think it was a waste. If you've already had your future quarterback, it's one thing. They didn't. Obviously, we all know how good of a back Saquon Barkley is.
He's great. He's a Hall of Fame level guy.
He is their weapon. Like, he is it. Everybody knows that you need to stop that guy. The issue is, though, that you're putting, running backs, only their shelf life is so short that you're going to end up wasting probably 3 to 4 years of this guy until Daniel Jones actually hits his peak, if he does hit a peak, because quarterback, you never know.
You never know. And then they won't want to pay him because that's been the MO. Then when it's time you use up the running back on the rookie contract, then when they want to get paid for their performance, they say you're done and they try not to pay. Hence why Melvin Gordon's sitting out right now. hence why all this has happened. It's not great. Continue, Tyler. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm going to sound a little bit hypocritical here because I thought that the Browns should have taken him number one because they had the fourth pick as well.
Gotcha.
And they
so
could
they
take
could
a quarterback.
Well,
yeah, but the Giants taking him at two was not a good decision.
What you just said makes perfect sense, though, because you're giving your ability to grow with the team with the quarterback and a running back.
Right. Because there were enough.
And you pop, maybe they trade up there. And I think they actually, there was talk that they wanted to trade up. And they perhaps could have had a situation where they had Mayfield and Saquon. I think that they wanted that. And then the Giants taking them at two and not saying, we're not entertaining any trade offers. And just taking them at two through, I think, a monkey wrench. I think the Browns' plan was, to your point, it might have been, take Saquon, take Mayfield back to back and call it good. But the Giants said, we're not even accepting trade offers. We're going to sit at two and take a running back? And on 1st and 20, the Julio Jones gets 19 yards. Because why not?
Hey, but it's still 2nd-1. All right?
Yes. Go ahead,
it's still 2nd-1.
On the scores, the Eagles are still minus 152 here.
All right, we'll head to the AFC East. Now, the Dolphins have given up 102 points in 2 weeks. They get blanked by the New England Patriots, 43-0. Antonio Brown scores his first touchdown in a Patriot uniform. And it's looking like the Dolphins are on their way to maybe having one of the best teams in NFL history and having one of the worst teams in NFL history.
That's a good point. I didn't even thought of that. Yeah.
Yes.
The only undefeated team ever. And you're right. We were talking about that during the break at one point. They're the worst team I've ever seen.
They are so bad. And I feel bad for any rookie. Certain veterans, and even Mika Fitzpatrick, young player, he's asked out. And a lot of other players are going to ask out. I am shocked. If you're like a rookie and you can't get out, or if you're a fringe player and you're stuck there, How do you put up good tape if all your other teammates stink?
Oh, it sucks. You're getting CTE'd for what?
Like, if you're a defensive lineman right now and you're good and the other three guys stink and you know you're going to get double and triple teams, how can you do anything to make yourself more attractive to leave? That's a wretched situation.
You know what I kind of feel really bad for is Josh Rosen, because, you know, he got a raw deal
last year.
Yeah, he gets a raw deal. Gets traded there for a second-round pick. They're going to lose out to get one of these quarterbacks, and he's going to be right where he was, you know, last year.
And not even given a chance. And now I think going back to college, he now has five offensive coordinators in 4 years.
Oh, that's the Sam Bradford argument.
That's just the truth. There is part of the reason why Carson Wentz developed. Why do you think part of why Tom Brady
that's
developed?
An interception.
That should have been an interception right there. But I think that wasn't that a lineman dropping back? Fletcher Cox does catch. In a zone blitz, that means it's a blitz. If he's dropping back, that's a zone blitz.
I need you to pick that up, big man.
All right. That's a zone blitz because he's dropping back. Clearly, that's a zone blitz. So they bring a linebacker. He drops back. That's not his specialty.
That's right through the hands, Ty.
Right through the hand. But that, he's back there to fool, and it did fool him. That's why he was there, not to catch it.
What exactly was the line on Fletcher Cox for the first interception?
That is not available on PlaySugarHouse.com.
Even they knew it's a long shot.
36, can Eagles get off the field? A little bit of time. That does not look like a great pass, and out of bounds.
No way. No way he got the ball down.
You got to challenge that.
No way. I need to see the replay of that.
I don't think he caught that.
If he caught that, I'm 5'7".
And that pass floated. The Eagles have to challenge this. Let's see. Did he get one foot, two feet?
Wow.
That's a catch.
All right.
Never mind.
I'm not 5'7", but.
Julio Jones makes a play.
Yeah, that's why he's top five wide receivers.
As far as everything but touchdowns. Go ahead, Tyler.
So we've got two AFC South games, all four AFC South teams playing each other. They end it with two decisions by 3 points total. Colts come back, beat the Titans 19-17. They continue to have the Titans number, even though the Titans seem to have a better roster, at least you would think.
But apparently not.
And the Texans, even though they don't have to face Nick Foles, they get by Gardner Minshew and the Jags. The Texans win that game 13-12.
Now that's interesting. It's 13-12, 30 seconds left in the game, and the coach down in Jacksonville decides to go for two. Marone decides to go for two. They had the momentum. I don't like the call.
I do like the call.
At home, I go to overtime. On the road, I go for two.
Yeah,
I always
like going for the win there. It just didn't pay off.
The quarterback drives you down the field and you call it up the middle run with Fournette.
No, I mean Gardner Minshew was feeling it at that point.
So put the ball in his hands.
I agree.
So I kick it there. Second one, I do some sort of a run pass option. So that, because Minshew actually had some running plays. He's not a great runner. It's just that he's a willing runner and he's athletic enough. And instead, a middle handoff, and they lose the game because of that.
It wasn't the best day for Doug Marone. I don't know if you saw it, but he got into it on the sidelines with somebody.
Yeah, with Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, it wasn't the best day for the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars there. But I was more surprised with how poorly the Houston Texans played.
That coach stinks.
Bill O'Brien?
Bill O'Brien stinks.
Oh, you can't say that.
He stinks.
He revitalized Penn State. You can't say that.
He stinks as a coach. He's getting his quarterback killed. He doesn't know what he's doing. He traded two first-round picks and a two for a left tackle, forgetting that you also need other positions along that offensive line, and it still stinks. They could not protect their quarterback still.
Well, I think the fact is he knows that this is probably going to be his last year, so he has to go for it all. He's going for broke.
But he's the GM.
Exactly. So if he gets fired, though, he's going to get fired. They're not going to keep him as a GM. So his feeling is, okay, I'm on the hot seat big time. I need to win this year. I'm going to go all out because if we don't win and I get fired, I don't care if they don't have a first-round pick for the next 2 years. And if we win, well, everybody's happy and I keep my job.
And now everybody's 1-1, so they're right there in that division. So
you're not going to find a GM in football that doesn't have, you know, arrogance and confidence. I mean, in terms of evaluating talent, so he's going to believe that I can evaluate talent and I can find a first-round talent in the third round. So, yeah, all right, I'll trade a first-round pick.
Two.
I'm not saying it was the best move.
And also that tackle
from his standpoint.
That tackle also is not under contract. So yes. What leverage do you have to not make him the highest paid tackle in football?
I think
he
left the game today too.
Yeah, when you paid two ones and a two to get him, you had an injury on the field. The Eagles, Falcons in field goal range.
One of those tackles, by the way, that Tuck was talking about.
That aren't very good. So the Eagles have to get pressure against the backups. And they immediately do. Matt Ryan flushed out, so.
And oof. He had him.
Ooh, he had him.
He
overthrew
Avante Maddox there. Or no, Ronald Darby, I'm sorry.
Darby continues to struggle a little bit since his return from the knee injury.
You kind of expect that a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But that's where you want Jones to be a better player. What are the scores, Tyler? I'm sorry.
Yeah, just two more. The Raiders go up 10-0 in 10 minutes against the Kansas City Chiefs. They then proceed to give up 28 consecutive points and lose 28-10 to Kansas City. And the last game to report, Pat's going to love this one. I'm sure he's really... I saved this one for last on purpose.
Thanks, bud.
The Seahawks defeat the Pittsburgh Steelers 28-26.
Roethlisberger left
that
game.
Pat.
Don't even get me started about that game.
Yeah, Roethlisberger left that game, right?
Pete Carroll can go swimming a lot.
Yes. Mason Rudolph played most
Eagles
of the game.
Darby
They're
beat.
Attacking Ronald Darby.
Darby beat again.
Like a
on
drum.
On consecutive plays, Matt Ryan overthrows again, and the Eagles will hold the Falcons to a field goal attempt.
They lucked out, man.
Thank
I
you,
mean,
Tyler,
they are,
for those scores. We kept on having to interrupt you. We apologize.
They are abusing Ronald Darby. I mean, going
Ronald
after
Darby,
him.
Who would have thought? So that means Jones, they saw something on film. Now, after the Washington game, we watch the game and we see who's getting beat.
Yeah.
But we're only seeing who they throw the ball to. Another 50-yard attempt from the Falcons. There's 7 minutes left. Plenty of time for the Eagles to get the ball back and possibly score here. But you have Alshon, and it's no good.
No good. Way off.
And he's a great
blocked.
Kicker.
That must have been blocked.
That was blocked. That had to be blocked.
Yeah, there's no way that Matt Bryant misses that poorly to the left.
Not from 50 yards.
No.
He can be shaky inside of 50.
That looked short, and it looked, it was...
In a dome, too. So you know weather wasn't a factor. That must have been blocked.
Yeah, let's see.
Holt looks good. Laces aren't in. And, yes. No.
No. He just flat out missed it.
The kicking thing for the day continues in both college kickers were terrible. And now, so college kickers were terrible. Eagles get the ball at the 40 because of the 50-yarder, and they miss. So the Eagles now only need 60 yards for a touchdown, plenty of time, and they get the ball. And we'll be sticking with you through this drive. Let's see if they can get down the field, but with who? Without Jackson and without Alshon and without Goddard. This is now becomes a war of attrition. Is Carson Wentz just battling now?
We might lose our new postgame show host and Jason Avant because they might give him a call.
They might need him. All right.
Yeah, all day to throw there and bad
and
throw.
Picked off. Somebody fell down. You know who he was throwing to again? Or Sega Whiteside.
Dude, I am not impressed with him at all.
Oh, no. He wasn't trying. It looks like
I got to see a replay of that.
I got to see a replay. Another interception. So not a good game so far from Carson Wentz. But somebody fell down. I don't know who.
Yeah, because usually he doesn't miss the point where you can't see an Eagle in the
frame. Yeah, I think someone.
In the frame.
Someone fell down. It's just a matter of who fell down.
And the flag looked like happened after the
interception. After the interception. No, it's Falcons ball.
Holding on the Falcons
after the interception. So not good. That's the second interception from Carson Wentz. I need a replay of the play, though, to see who may have been the intended receiver.
Yeah, I got to see that, too.
And I think
that was bad.
Without Jeffrey, without Jackson, and without Goddard, you have backup players. Now, he's in there.
I don't know. And now his arm might have gotten hit there. It looked like on the replay. The guy was really close to him.
Yeah, I don't know.
So maybe the arm got clipped there. I mean,
I don't know.
This might be an effect of, you know, using wide receivers like Mac Hollins and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Who you're not used to throwing to, yeah.
But even then, he's just, that's the second time this game where, he's missed badly.
Yeah, I don't know where that one, the first interception, I think, was... I believe was a wrong route. I don't know what the heck that one was.
Yeah, I mean, you expect Carson Wentz to be better than this?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that's crushing right there because you get the ball, you get a lucky break there with the missed field goal. You get the ball first play.
And the Ryans, and first play, and they get it. You
and
get
you
it,
throw
right
it right
back,
to them.
And your defense right back. And now the Falcons already at the 50-yard line. Lewis and Penn Salkin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. You're on the Green Zone.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
What's up, Lewis?
Hey, a couple things after watching the games today. I'm going to be real. Dak Prescott impressed me today. He looks he looks like he's maturing into a very good quarterback in this league.
Okay.
And so, people like to hate, but let's just be honest. And people were talking about the running back, not valuing the running back and not drafting him top five. Listen, if you watch the game, when you have a great running back, like, you can't tell me
Lewis,
that.
Lewis, it was stupid to draft Saquon Barkley. We watched that game. How'd that go? How's that going for the Giants, drafting a running back second overall? How's that working out for him?
You have Eli Manning.
No, right. Eli Manning ain't a quarterback?
Right, that's the problem. So tell me it was smart to draft him with second overall. Tell me why, watching the games, that was smart.
The Giants are dumb because they should play Daniel Jones right now, bro. They're wasting time with Eli Manning. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, that's true, but either way, they didn't have Daniel Jones when they drafted it. They didn't have Daniel Jones when they drafted it.
But they do now. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I watched Daniel Jones in the preseason. Daniel Jones looks like he's going to be a quarterback.
Based on the preseason? A rookie based on the preseason?
I did like Daniel Jones in college, but...
Daniel Jones looks like listen. I'm old school, bro. Let me tell you something right now.
Uh-huh.
Playing quarterback in this league right now is a lot easier than in the 80s, the 70s, and the 90s.
Why?
Because you can't touch the quarterback.
So physically it's easier. They're asked to do far more than ever.
No. Physically, it has a lot to do with the fact that
it's easier now physically. It's tougher mentally.
I don't even know if it is easier physically
because the defensive players are so big
and fast.
Everybody's fast now. I mean, with all due respect to someone like Jaws would crumble. If you took heyday 28-year-old Jaws, he'd crumble against these guys. And every quarterback would. It's not just him, but
second and 14.
You know, you'd take Bart Starr. I mean, they would die.
Yeah, like there's so many hits. Well, they talk about that, and this happens. Thanks for the call, Lewis.
And by the way, Jaws has said that, so it's not just him taking a shot. He said that.
And what they asked Carson Wentz to do, like what he has to do now on the fly, down two receivers at a tight end, go out there and win the game. And you'll get all the blame. It used to be, it's a team. They used to talk that team stuff. Now it's on the quarterback.
Yep.
If they lose this game, it will be because of Carson Wentz, whether it was or not. And once again, wide open.
That's a great catch by Ridley.
And once again, Ronald Darby.
Yeah, that's a great catch by Ridley.
Ronald Darby is having the worst game I've ever seen a player have.
I wouldn't go that far, but it's pretty bad.
I've never seen a guy beaten like a drum like this.
Winston Justice.
That was a tackle. I'm talking about a corner.
Oh, well, you got to clarify, man.
I've never seen.
That's awful.
Is getting picked on.
And it's only going to continue. It's only going to continue.
And I mean,
you're picking on Ronald Darby and Sendejo. And so, I mean, that's not ideal. That's not great, Bob.
So you could have had Calvin Ridley was plus 400. So if you bet him to score the touchdown, you just cashed a $500 bet, paid you a ton. Right there, if you get that. Now it's going to be 10-3. The Eagles are down two wide receivers, 5 minutes and three timeouts and a two-minute warning. I think you might need to get Jordan Howard and run the ball a little bit, get the run game established a little bit. But the last drive, twice Ronald Darby was beat. It was overthrown. That particular time, Ronald Darby was beat once again. Ronald Darby has single-handedly helped the Falcons score. Right? I mean, look at him. I mean, that is terrible.
Well, and when after the last two shots they've taken at Ronald Darby, it was only a matter of time before they finally connected.
No.
You know, I mean, in all honesty, the Falcons should probably be up right now 17-3.
Yep.
Eagles lucked out.
610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli producing. We'll be back here on the Fanatic Green Zone.
Real-time info on the Birds game, plus news on all betting lines and prop bets from around the league. This is the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
The
Jackson Tech additional $29.95 due at signing with GM Conquest lease rebate and approved credit. 30% off 2019 pre-owned Acadia. Event ends 9/30/19. Call 1-800-KERBACK for full details.
You're about to hear FC Kerbeck's 2019 model year closeout event specials once. So listen closely. Get up to 30% off original MSRP. 2019 GMC Acadia was $36.5, now $25.6. That's 30% off. Or lease a new 2019 7-passenger GMC Acadia. Just $189 a month. We're out to sell all remaining 2019 Buick and GMC models. Lease a new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $99 a month at FC Kerbeck. Experience the new Buick. GMC, we are professional grade. The 2019 model year closeout event. 2019 GMC Acadia. $189 a month. 2019 Buick Encore. $99 a month. Now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
At the Home Depot, we appreciate pros. That's why we created Pro Extra, built just for pros with exclusive benefits like volume pricing, purchase tracking, and paint rewards. Plus, now pros can save even more time with the new Pro Experience on the Home Depot app. Find products fast in-store, access special member savings, and use the new Pro Extra virtual ID at checkout. All from the convenience of your phone. Become a Pro Extra member today and receive $20 off your next in-store purchase. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
The story of 19 Crimes Wine. History says approximately 162,000 men and women were transported from the United Kingdom to an island across the world for committing one of 19 crimes. They were the convicts turned colonists to help form and build Australia. 19 Crimes Wine is a tribute to these rogues. Hear their stories come to life on every bottle. Simply download the Living Wine Labels app and point your phone towards our labels. 19 Crimes Wine. Live infamously. Imported and bottled by TWE Imports, Napa, California. Please enjoy responsibly.
Before I moved my savings to Marcus by Goldman Sachs, my account just sat there doing nothing because I was too attached. Now my money's growing like my hair used to in the past. It's like I have a new hairdo that cannot be surpassed.
You can money with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account. Earn 4 times the national average at Marcus.com.
National average data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Looking for a new dining experience? Look no further than the pub in Pensauken. You know the pub. It's been there for almost 70 years. If you haven't gone yet, give it a try. But hurry, the half-price dinner special on Mondays and Tuesdays are ending soon. That's right, enjoy half-price entrees of prime rib, 1-pound lobster tail, filet mignon steak kebab, pork chops, or rack of lamb. All entrees even include the salad bar. The Pub on Route 130 in Pensauken, 856-665-6440. Half-price on Monday and Tuesday nights, dine-in only, cannot be combined with any other offer, ends September 30th.
It's finally fall and the perfect time for a total wardrobe refresh at Macy's VIP Sale, where you get incredible deals on designers that rarely go on sale. Use your Macy's coupon or card to take an extra 30% off trends you'll want to wear on repeat, like animal print, all over paisley, and more. Plus, use the coupon to take an extra 15% off beauty so your head-to-toe look is fresh and flawless. And the perks don't stop. Check out Macy's Star Rewards for benefits no matter how you pay. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Want healthy, strong, moisturized hair? No matter how you wear it, you only need one thing, the magic of gold. Unlike some products that just sit on the surface, Gold Series products penetrate each hair strand. It provides deep moisture and strengthens from within. Created by experts who live your texture, Gold Series works better because it's made better.
You're locked in to 97.5 The Fanatic. Brought to you by McCausland Lock Services. Car keys and remotes for up to 50% off. Online at 4carkeys.com.
Sports Talk from Mount Holly and all of Burlington County.
97.5 The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the green zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, indeed, the green zone. That'll be automatic first down for the Eagles as we return. Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino, custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21 over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Eagles, first down. Now they're down three of their top weapons.
Yeah.
Goddard out.
With a calf. Jeffrey out with a calf.
And
DeSean Jackson's out with a groin injury, all questionable to return, which we all assume now, means they're not going to return.
Carson Wentz has struggled in this game, but I can't help but think when you did not play in training camp and you then have this many new guys, it throws you off. And I think that's a factor. There are no excuses in this world. But on first down, finally, Arcega Whiteside, who going to have to make plays.
Yeah, I mean, Mac Hollins is in this game, and you can't tell me that Carson Wentz has a good rapport with Mac Hollins.
There's no way. Mac Hollins didn't participate in anything. He was hurt half of training camp himself.
I'm sure a lot of Eagles fans right there are shocked that Mac Hollins is still alive.
Right. So
still
this,
on the team.
So I think it's a combination of him playing poorly and just no communication out there. Meanwhile, Matt Ryan's out there playing pitch and catch with his reliable guys, Ridley, Julio Jones, Sanu. Those guys are always out there. Those are his guys.
Yeah, who's ever on Ronald Darby, just throw it to him.
Yeah, he's playing the worst half of football possible. Aaron in Norristown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the green zone watching the game with us.
How you guys doing?
What's up, Aaron?
Not much, much. I hear your point about the communication and stuff like that, but Carson Wentz has a pretty good rapport with Zach Ertz. And in the second series of this football game, Zach Ertz, and you could see his reaction. If he hit him in stride, he scores. He is missing people wide
open. Yeah, it was a bad throw.
It was a bad throw.
It was a bad throw. It was low. Yep.
What's that?
Yeah, it was low. It was a bad throw.
Yeah.
It was a foot wide and a foot low. And if he hits him, he's been off all night. And you know what? It's not just tonight. And I know they're going to say, oh, he's injured last year. Well, he wasn't injured the whole year. His first half performance has to improve. He's an MVP candidate. I want to see it right now.
I
Make
agree.
Us win this game.
I'd love to see it right now. I mean,
I'd love to see it right now. They didn't have great starts in all the Nick Foles games either. I think some of that has to do with Groh being not a good offensive coordinator drawing up plays. But yeah.
But it's hard to be worse in the NFL in the first quarter. I'm sorry. That's pretty hard to do for an MVP candidate quarterback. It's time for Wentz to show me something tonight.
Well, that's I don't need all that. It's time for him to show me. I don't do the referendums.
The ultimatums?
Yeah, you gotta do something.
That's now just, or never.
Yeah,
I'm out if you don't show me.
Yeah, that's stupid. It's a 7-point game. If he comes back and wins this game, I don't care that he threw two picks. His job is to, 2-minute warning here, is to win the game.
Look, I mean, let's be real. You know, the first half of last week, it was doom and gloom.
Right.
And then they woke up.
Right.
They woke up and everything, you know, all of a sudden we all were able to laugh about the first half.
Right.
So it's a possibility that could happen in the second half. I'm not
harder without all the
it's
weapons.
It's harder. I was about to say, I'm not all that confident when you have Mac Hollins and JJ Arcega-Whiteside, but you know, it could happen. But to his point, yeah, Carson Wentz hasn't looked good today.
But the whole, he's got to show me something. He doesn't have to do anything for you.
Yeah,
as Eagles fan, I hate those calls.
He has to win because he's a quarterback, and we'd like to see him. We like to see him do well.
He has to come win the game.
Yeah, but
that's it. He has to find a way to win this game. That's all. He needs to find a way to win this game.
Yeah,
on the road, as big, and they're my +150 now. But they do 2-minute warning. They're moving the ball a little bit. Just had a first down. Aguilar's there, but that guy's a Folesian. And that's what I can't stand.
Well, I think the thing is, like I told you, like if you have an update on the over-under for Zach Ertz's catch or the yards, take the over. Because he really only has Aguilar and he's got Ertz to work with right now that he's comfortable with, that he's worked with. And you're going to start seeing him, I feel like, force the ball because he's not comfortable with guys like J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Mac Hollins.
And I wouldn't pass to those guys either if I was him.
No, I mean, I've been saying it all game. I haven't really all that impressed with J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. It's a very, very
hard for young receivers.
Yeah, very small sample size. I'll be the first to admit it, but just in training camp, in the preseason, now in this game, haven't been too impressed, although he did catch the last ball there before the two-minute warning. But, you know, Carson, look, I would love to see Carson Wentz go out there and light the world on fire in the second half.
Right, or this two-minute drill, get the game tied.
But when you take out Alshon Jeffrey, Dallas Goedert, and DeSean Jackson, you have an excuse.
Like to me, it's not just I can understand why there would be miscommunication on throws.
Yeah,
because those you don't know these guys. Now you can get that tightened up into halftime. Hopefully, Jim in Havertown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone.
Guys are being awful reactionary, especially since last week too. I mean, we had a bad half last week.
We're not being reactionary. We're saying that so far Carson hasn't been good enough, but. The guys.
Oh, okay. So you want to argue the fact. So what am I going to try to say? Oh, no, Carson Wentz has been great. Yeah, I know he's been bad. I'm saying don't downplay the guy and saying he's not going to have a good game.
Oh, I didn't say that. We didn't say that.
The callers said. You just said you hate them callers who call up and say he got nothing to prove to me. This kid is talented. Stop.
That's not what I said, Jim.
What I said was
the callers who call in and say he's got to show me something at night, those people get on my nerves. And I stand by that.
You never once said he's going to have a bad game. If anyone's been the reactionary guy in the show, it's been me. Flat out. You've been pretty even keeled. I'm the one who's acting. That's a bad thing.
I don't know. I fake. Once again, that right there was supposed to be in. Look where the ball is. Look where the receiver sits.
To your point. This is the worst, most
Whiteside ran the wrong route. I'm telling you,
he's freezing,
Carson's
man.
Throwing it where it's supposed to be. Look, he thinks he's going in, Whiteside's going out, and the ball's already out.
Whiteside ain't ready to play.
Whiteside's not ready to play. Darby's not ready to play. You got to get those guys out of the game.
That's to the point of I'm being reactionary.
But that's where you have a Greg Ward. That's where who was good at training camp. Somebody who might do something in practice.
And another one.
Now who's that to? Right, once again, off the Whiteside.
But he goes back to him to try to get the confidence up. Let's flat out. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside looks like he is folding under the pressure and is not ready to play football.
Not ready yet.
Not ready.
He's flat out not ready yet.
Doesn't know the playbook. Doesn't know his routes. I mean, maybe we can get his mom over here with the umbrella, and she can help him out right now.
And
he does not look ready to play.
No.
And they put Darren Sproles in there
who is a veteran. He's going to do the right thing.
I mean, you're going to have to surround Carson Wentz now with the guys he's comfortable with, which is Darren Sproles, Zach Ertz, Nelson Aguilar, and you're going to have to go
you
to
probably
that.
Probably have to go with some Clement.
Yep.
Because you need, all right, third down.
Jesus.
And that was Mac Hollins. Not a great throwing angle, and now the Eagles will have to punt.
No, and the offensive line didn't hold up on that play.
This is a bad half. This is a bad half of football.
And last week it was the defense, and this week it's the offense. You know, last week it was the defense where I was sitting here going, like, man, they got to wake up in the second half.
Well, the defense might need to.
The offense played great either last week, but.
No, the defense could blow it, and they could score here. They got a timeout still, Atlanta, and they're going to have decent field position.
Yeah, I mean, the defense definitely has to batten down the hatches here, but this offense, man, needs to wake up. 3 points from a team that still has weapons. I mean, I know that you're missing guys, but you still have weapons on this offense.
Which weapons do you have now?
You got Zach Ertz is a pretty big weapon.
That's just one. I don't know if you have Aguilar. I don't consider a great weapon. I consider
Darren Sproles a weapon.
He's not playing that. I think you got one weapon right now. I think you losing Alshon and Jackson.
I agree.
I don't think he got weapons.
But think about what he was able to do his first season with the guys that he had. Right? He had Jordan Matthews, Paul Turner.
Yeah, and Ertz, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't great. He basically had one weapon then, right?
Yeah.
DGB. Now, to your point, he worked with those guys in training camp. He worked with those guys in the preseason.
Well, actually,
I should say just training camp because it's rookie year. He got injured in the preseason. But
this is bad. Mac Hollins.
Yeah.
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
No, it's J.J. Arcega-Whiteside until he does something, and then I'll start putting the stupid Arcega.
And
I'm sick of that crap.
And
until
Aguilar,
you do something, you're J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
What are the odds that they lose both Jeffrey and Jackson? At that space.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I mean, you lose Goddard in the warm-ups.
Pre-game warm-ups.
You lose DeSean Jackson and you lose Alshon Jeffrey. Literally, apparently one came back. I think it was DeSean Jackson came back, and the next play, Jeffrey left. So, I mean, you're losing both these guys in the first drive of the game. It's not ideal. It's not ideal right now.
And I think that they're dealing with the ribs. Apparently, there's a rib injury for Carson Wentz, too. On that hit, apparently his ribs are injured, according to the TV telecast, which we're not watching, obviously.
Yeah, it would make sense, because when he got hit there on that first drive, he took a shot.
Yeah.
As the cameras caught him, he was gripping his ribs. He did it twice. It wasn't like he was just doing it once. He did it twice, and then when they showed him, and granted, the camera was to his back, like his head was up, looking in the sky, like basically a crap. Like I'm in pain. Like this hurts. So, and the defense got the ball back quick for him, and he had to go back out there. But they're definitely not leaving Atlanta unscathed. I, that's for sure.
No.
It's a matter of how banged up are they going to be, because it's only week 2. And that's one of the reasons why I don't think they're going to force a guy like Alshon Jeffrey to go back in there, DeSean Jackson. Even if they can win the game, they'd rather take the L.
On the road, up one. So, but this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
I didn't expect this.
No, well, I think it's a different game if guys aren't hurt.
Agree, and I don't think the offensive line's played great either. The last play there, the last offensive play, they folded quick, man. He didn't have all day to throw or anything like that. He aired it out, but they kind of collapsed on him early. So I just don't think.
And that's an interception.
That's a good job.
Unbelievable.
And that's why we didn't break.
But you know who it wasn't?
Ronald Darby. Sidney Jones right there. Picking it off.
So right now, the Eagles get the ball, all three timeouts, 41 seconds.
And
so we're going to stick with this. We're a little late for a break. We're going to stick with it. We'll make sure we get all the commercial time.
That's why we didn't break.
Bosses that listen. But right there, that's a big thing by Jones right there. Luck, Parsley, Sanu. Now, Matt Ryan throws behind
the
receiver.
Is behind him, yep.
Now.
But when Sanu gets his hand on it, it tips it in the air for Sidney Jones.
So what yard line now around midfield? I don't need a touchdown here because I cannot ask for a lot with these weapons.
And remember, they get the ball and starts to start.
Josh McCown's coming in the game.
Great.
So this obviously is awesome. Carson Wentz was hurt.
This is awesome.
Now we see why Carson Wentz in the medical tent with the ribs. He got hit with the ribs. So now Josh McCown, this is a nightmare. A nightmare.
This sucks. And he's going to move the ball down.
They're going to score. So it makes sense now. You lose D-Jax, Goddard, and Alshon, and get hurt, and you look bad. It looked odd, like he was having a bad half, and now it makes sense. This is not good.
No.
38 seconds now left as the Eagles try to drive down to get some points. I think if Wentz is okay and can come out in the second half, that puts him in a much better position if it's with the ball, 10-6 versus 10-3. That's where I'm at. I just need a field goal here. Another short swing pass to Sanders and out of bounds again. 34 seconds, only 4 seconds run off the clock, and they're inching their way towards field goal range in a dome. So maybe we'll figure out what's going on.
Hopefully it's just a precautionary, man. But that's the last play that I was just talking about.
The
offensive line looked terrible.
That's a huge hit.
That's the first hit that he just took. That was the first hit that they showed.
Yeah. So, oh boy, not great. So already in this game, you lose Goddard, Jeffrey, Jackson, and Carson Wentz here on the green zone. So
this sucks.
And
Zach Ertz slips. He's looking for a flag. He slips out of his break.
He slips. There's been a few slipping situations. Mac Hollins slipped earlier in the game as well. Now, the Falcons players don't seem to be slipping, so who knows?
I mean, this is just not ideal.
No, 29 seconds left in the half. Eagles trying to score before the half. Carson Wentz not in the game. Takes a big hit in the ribs.
Yeah, now we'll see if he comes back out for the second half, but it could be a situation like I talked about where they leave Atlanta and just, take their losses because it's the second week of the season. And they're like, all right, it's not worth it.
All right, they're definitely in field goal range now with Sanders. They're about the 26-yard line.
They still have all three timeouts left.
All three timeouts.
They might take one now.
At this point, you got to take a shot. If you want to bet the game, the Falcons are minus 225 in the game. So you can bet them on PlaySugarHouse.com. Henry, in Tampa, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone. What's up, Henry?
Well, tell me what's going on with our team here, man.
Carson Wentz is hurt. Alshon Jeffrey's hurt. Jackson's hurt. That's the story.
How did Jackson get hurt?
Groin. I mean, that's what you got to worry about with guys that are fast. You got to worry about groin injuries.
Yep,
I wonder. It's all soft tissue injuries.
Yeah, so.
Carson Wentz took two interceptions so far.
He's hurt.
I mean, look, Henry, everybody's banged up.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
that's
week
what
two.
It is.
Our pets' heads are falling off. Everybody's banged up.
So third down, plenty of time. And a first down for McCown to Zach Ertz.
Our savior.
16 seconds left. The Eagles are trying to drive for a touchdown, but I don't rule them out. If they tie this game up, you don't worry about all the other stuff.
Make a statue of Josh McCown already.
I can't wait for those.
Can't wait for it. I'm looking forward to the sound-off calls tomorrow.
Yeah, dude.
This Josh McCown should be playing.
I'm looking forward to it, but yeah. That's Zach Ertz right there. This time beating Neil. Earlier in the game, he did not beat him. Look at that separation he created there. That's the one thing about a backup. Everybody knows they have to lift up a little bit when the backup comes in.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he's the most open he's been in the entire half. I don't know what Falcons are doing single covering him right now, because I wouldn't even cover JJ right now.
No. Leave him wide open. He looks terrifying.
All right.
But, I mean, you're seeing Josh McCown
he's throwing it to Ertz every time on the running
backs. Yeah, I don't blame him. I mean,
13 seconds.
Zach Ertz has to have a big.
And here comes Carson.
Okay, all right, there we go.
So he's not dead in glass. He's not garbage. He's not the worst player ever.
Maybe he just has to go to the bathroom. Who knows?
Nah, that tent doesn't have a bathroom.
They don't. They do.
No, I think.
Don't they have a bathroom tent?
Yeah, but not in that tent. But you know what it's going to be, though. Carson, clearly what they did was they checked to see if the ribs were broken.
Yeah.
That's what they were checking.
They had to
check if the ribs. And I bet you they did that because he wasn't breathing so good. And in case you don't know, if you have a rib injury, it's extremely hard to breathe.
I had one in freshman year of high school, and it sucked.
Pass. Touchdown. Oh, my God, he dropped it.
He's got to catch that, dude.
So Carson Wentz on the money to Aguilar. That comes back in the game. It's now third down. Fresh hits Aguilar in the hands there across the middle of the field. It had to be hot.
Yeah.
Can't lob it in there across the middle of the field. Aguilar has to make that catch.
Cannot stress this enough how much you have to catch that ball.
You have to catch that
ball.
And
that's the second time this game where Nelson Aguilar has had a you have to catch the ball situation and he hasn't caught the ball. Now, granted, it's.
No, it's coming out hot across the middle of the field. Look at the traffic. You gotta catch that.
It's in his hands.
I don't know what he's looking for, a flag, and now he's hurt. Are you kidding me?
What the hell is going on?
And now he's coming off the field.
I think his pride is hurt more than anything.
So now, Alshon out.
Alshon looks
Jackson
pissed.
Alshon out.
Alshon knows he's not coming back, because every time they show him on the field.
Halftime, he's probably going to come out without a uniform.
That's the situation, I think, where Alshon said, I'm good to go, and the coaches were like, no, you're not.
Aguilar now out. So on this 3rd and 10, I almost want him to throw it out of the back of the end zone and just kick the field goal. Because unless it's Ertz or Sproles right now, I don't want Hollins touching the ball. I don't want JJ touching the ball. I want him to throw it in completion and go in 10-6. That's where I'm at right now.
You know, and what's interesting is when they got our JJ, his whole thing was red zone target. He's a huge red zone target. He got open a ton at Stanford.
Yeah.
We're both sitting here like, don't throw it to him.
Don't throw it to him. All right, timeout. Falcons now. 8 seconds left in the half. So, I mean, this is just an unbelievable. Wentz left the game for a while, came back in the game. This has been insane, the Eagles' situation right now, as they prepare for 3rd and 10.
So, by the way, according to Michelle Tafoya, it was a concussion protocol.
Okay.
Not a rib injury. And he didn't give the coaches a choice. He literally just ran back in. He said, I'm good, and he ran back in.
Well, if he passed the protocol.
Yeah, so but I kind of love that. He's like, I'm good. You're not telling me that I'm coming out, I'm good, I'm going back in.
Yeah, you're not going to punk me like you apparently did Alshon by stealing this helmet. Not gonna steal my helmet. My helmet's on. I'm going back in. Throw it away. I want Carson to throw this away. I'm saying it ahead of time. Please throw it away. Do not throw it to any of these guys who stink. Please. Please.
They have one timeout.
It might be a flag there. Carson takes another hit.
Let's see what the flag's on, though. I mean, there's only 3 seconds on the clock, so they'll
kick the field goal.
Yeah, they'll kick a field goal here.
Either way.
Let's see what it is. It's going to be on the Eagles holding. That's the quickest holding because they threw that
immediately. I thought it was like a procedure.
As soon as it was snapped,
I thought it was offsides.
I thought it was offside.
It could be. Maybe it is. But you still got to kick the field goal.
Oh, I agree. You've only got 3 seconds.
Unless you could put some time back on the clock. Oh, no, they're taking them back. It looks like it's on the Eagles. It must be. I don't know what the call was.
Yeah, I got to see a replay of that because you both have the same reaction. That was quick.
Way too quick. Too far. Okay, legal formation.
Okay.
That's a young player not knowing where to line up.
Now, who is the first penalty on? Because there's two. And obviously the second one was holding on Vitae.
Vitae's in at guard. Oh, no, he was in as an eligible receiver. See, so that's
Vitae's
what happens.
Vitae's in as an eligible receiver?
Right, but remember, they only have two tight ends and one's out. They don't have a third tight end.
Right, because they cut Richard Rodgers. They had an injury settlement. So here comes Jake Elliott again.
Comes out.
With a quote-unquote chip shot, which are never chip shots.
Let's see if he makes it. At this point, with all the injuries and Carson having to go into the concussion protocol, I will accept 10-6. I will sign for it. Eagles will get the ball first. I will take it. And
here.
All right, he's money there.
Never a doubt.
All right.
Never a doubt, Ty.
610-632-0975. We'll have David Tuckman during halftime. We'll take your call. 610-632-0975. Falcons lead 10-6 at the half here on the Green Zone on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're locked in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
With Tyrone and Pat on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Here's the snap and the throw. He makes the catch and could go all the way.
All the way to Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, that is. Don't miss a minute of the action every Sunday and Monday during football season at Delilah's, featuring Heineken and Heineken Light specials. And while you're watching the games with the world's most beautiful showgirls, indulge in Delilah's $5 tailgate menu. And don't forget to stop in for Thursday night's games with specials on Yuengling Lager. This football season, Delilah's has you covered. As always, admission is free after the game with proof of attendance or your hotel key. Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, is located at 100 Spring Garden Street, just minutes from the stadium complex, with ample free parking and a late-night dining menu. You and your crew looking to really score big? Reserve a table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800 or visit Delilah's.com.
Well, with fall approaching, it's time to replace your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. But the cost of sending your kids back to school, causing you to put off the project just a little longer? My friends at Guided Door and Window have heard you. They have a solution. In addition, right now to getting 20% off all windows and doors, Guided will allow you to start the project today with no money down and give you 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of the new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors, including an increased comfort level in your home and lower monthly energy bills while you take advantage of 20% savings and have the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for 36 months. But you have to act now. This offer is just for a limited time. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guided today and schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. The number 1-877-GO-GUIDA. Check them out online at goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Philadelphia, the birthplace of America. Conceived by visionaries, we set the standard of building excellence. We build safer and stronger. We dig deeper, push harder, climb higher. We built the skyline. We are GBCA, the General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
I am Tom Sherwood with Limbaugh Company. We are proud members of the General Building Contractors Association. Since 1901, Limbaugh has provided a fully integrated engineering, construction, and service enterprise. Our motto is always safety, integrity, innovation, and accountability. We are building this skyline. We are GBCA. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
BYOB
roots with fine wine and good spirits. Celebrate National Bourbon Heritage Month with Kentucky's claim to fame. No, no, not hot chicken or bluegrass music. On second thought, keep the banjo. I'm talking the southern charm of Kentucky bourbon. Stop into your local fine wine and good spirits today and save $3 on 750 milliliter bottles of Knob Creek and Basil Hayden straight bourbon. Offers end September 29, 2019. Please enjoy responsibly.
They say you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so here at Charmin, we decided to sing about it.
Super mega rolls. Yeah. Six rolls in one. Got rolls on rolls on rolls. TV for everyone. Charmin rolls got rolls. Super mega rolls. Super mega lasts forever. Charmin rolls got rolls.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Six rolls in one.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Since 1983, Carlino's Market in Westchester and Ardmore has been creating and serving a fine selection of artisan foods. Today, in their third generation of ownership, Carlino's continues that tradition of old-world techniques as makers and purveyors of hand-roasted meats, artisan cheeses, handmade desserts, and more. Carlino's is now introducing their new deli menu, new and updated club sandwiches, classics, and hoagies. Try their new All-American Club or delicious fresh chicken salad, only at Carlino's Markets, tradition since 1983.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan. Because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com. Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. You're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5. The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the green zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, indeed. We're back on the green zone. Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21. Or over to play gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And my goodness. Okay. We're going to get to, you know what? We have a ton of injuries to talk about, but let's get our guy Tuck back on from Play Sugar House so he can update us on what this means for all the gamblers, because there's about a laundry list. So how you doing now, Tuck? Thanks for coming back.
I'm good. I got to tell you, I'm not an Eagles fan per se. You know, I don't have a dog in this fight. So to speak, but man, that was an ugly half. I got to tell you, if you're an Eagles fan, you got to be pretty happy. It's 10-6 and you're still in the game.
Absolutely. Now, clearly what happened there, you have a quarterback struggling. And then in addition to when you lose both outside receivers and late, then also your slot receiver, I think there was some cases where Carson was thinking the guy was going to be at X and the guy was at Y. What do injuries? Now you have D-Jax, you have Alshon Jeffrey, you lost Goddard. And now also Aguilar, what does that? How do Vegas? You're an expert. How does that affect lines?
Yeah, you know it's interesting. You know, during the week, you know, many of us who play fantasy football and stuff like that, we always think like, oh wow, like Zeke Elliott's back in the game. You know, he's going to play week one, so the spread moves, right? Or you know, let's say a starting wide receiver gets injured and he's going to miss the week. Generally speaking, the line moves very little with position players, no matter how good that position player is, except when it's a quarterback. For example, tomorrow night, you've got the Cleveland Browns against the New York Jets. Sam Darnold is out. That line moved about a little bit over a field goal, 3.5-4 points. So when it's a quarterback, especially when the drop to the backup is significant, you're going to see a significant drop. Now, that said, while the line doesn't necessarily move that much, I think from, you know, the eye test, we're watching the same game. And it's clear that Carson Wentz is struggling to get on the same page with these receivers.
Right. And that's going to be the tough thing, because clearly on one, Carson has done a good job about not throwing a guy under the bus. But clearly, one of those, he was clearly saying the read was inside clearly and Whiteside was outside. And I don't know how that gets solved in a half.
Yeah, I don't know how it gets solved either. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, I'm kind of surprised. As good as Philadelphia offensive line is, as good as the Atlanta Falcons pass rush is, and with the injuries to Jeffrey and now Aguilar and Deshaun Jackson and Goddard, as you pointed out, you know, why aren't the Eagles relying a little bit more on, you know, their running backs? When they brought in Josh McCown, they threw a couple of those little short screens to Miles Sanders, and they started moving the ball. They started to get momentum. And, you know, Doug Peterson is too smart a coach to go into halftime, not see the same things we're seeing. So I do have some faith in the Eagles. You know, you're looking at the line right now. The Eagles, I take a look at the PlaySugarHouse.com line here. It's plus 163, the money line. I think there is some value there. I mean, I look at it as the Eagles played about as bad a half as they could have played.
Absolutely.
And they're down by four.
That's a good point.
And
they can't play worse. Right, they can't play worse. And you'd like to think that some of this could be tightened up just to have guys where they need to be. You would like to think.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely, you know, reminiscent of, you know, the playoff matchup where the Eagles won 15-10.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us thought that was going to be the outcome today, but you get some injuries. And, you know, it shows me a lot. I'd like to see what I see from this Eagles team. Like, can they win an ugly game here?
That's a good point. Now, real fast before I let you go, and thanks for this great information, the total was 51.5 to start. Surprisingly, there was only 16 points, yet it's now 40.5. I know I'm just throwing this at you. I didn't prep you for this at all. Just where's your gut say?
Yeah, I don't see a ton of value there, I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
You know, I'm a little bit picky. You know,
I feel
like, you know, like a baseball player. Imagine, like, you know, you can't get called out on the strike, so you just wait for your pitch.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like T-ball. At 40.5, I mean, you're looking at, you know, it's 25 points. If the Eagles come out here and score, which could happen. I mean, if the running game gets going, if they get the running backs involved, I mean, Darren Sproles is like MIA. Miles Sanders, by the way, that guy, if you're an Eagles fan, you got to be excited. He's special.
He looks like he's good.
He is going to be really good. Yeah, he is going to be. He's got some great things going on. One thing that I did look at that I kind of like is the Eagles are getting the ball to start the third quarter, and they're minus 1.5 in the third quarter. They tend to play really well then. I mean, I love the second half adjustments that Doug Peterson does. I think they have a coaching edge. I think they come out the second half and play really well. Right now, Eagles are minus 1.5. in quarter number three, and they're plus 123. For any of you guys who are out there who are new to gambling, plus 123 means you're getting about 6-5, which means you bet $100, you get 123 back. You win 123. So I think there's some value there. The Eagles are minus 1.5 for quarter three.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Thanks so much for the information. We'll talk to you one more time right at the start of the fourth quarter, Tuck. Thanks so much for the info.
Okay, have a good one, man.
All right. It's David Tuckman there. Tuck giving us, you can follow him online on Twitter at David Tuckman. Oh boy, Pat, that was not a great half.
It's not great. No.
But it's only 10-6.
I think you put it perfectly. If you're an Eagles fan and you come out of this 10-6, all right. You know, I mean, all things considered, when you add everything up that's happened, your quarterback's not playing great. Your offensive line isn't playing great. Everybody and their mother is injured. And you're only down 10-6. I think a lot of us would sign up for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And with all those injuries, Jake, it had a township. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic in the Green Zone.
Yeah, this is terrible. I'm a Wentz guy, and he just doesn't look like he looks like he's out of breath. He just doesn't look like he's all there.
Yeah, well, when he keeps getting hit in the ribs, that's going to happen. When he keeps getting hit in the chest, you're going to be out of breath.
Yeah, I mean, that's. Yeah.
He just looked like really red. He just didn't look like he was right. I thought he was injured when he got hit like that.
He might be.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's banged up.
Yeah, but you play hurt. It's the NFL. You saw the hit. It was a big hit.
The secondary is too slow. They're going to get beat every time.
No, I disagree with that. I think one guy is getting beat, and that's Ronald Darby. I think everybody else actually played pretty well.
Pretty well, yeah. You haven't seen Jones and Douglas and all those guys get beat. It was a bad half for Carson Wentz, for sure. Can't pretend that it was a good half, but they're only down 10-6. And now I don't know who is going to catch the ball in the second half. Maybe they should run the ball.
That might be Paul Turner time. I mean, in all honesty, Paul Turner, the only time I've seen Sidney Jones is when he's, you know, either making stops or intercepting the ball. I mean, he's not getting burned a lot of times. So
no. I got to have Darby out of the game.
Yeah, I think all in all, their secondary has actually played pretty well, and that was a concern going into this game. One thing that wasn't a concern to me was their offensive line. That needs to step up. I mean,
they have not been great. Not great with protecting.
Not good at all, man. And I'm interested to hear tomorrow when the morning show pops on, because, you know, that's obviously a situation that Trey follows pretty closely. I'm interested to hear his take on it.
Absolutely. And speaking of the morning show, Donovan McNabb joins Farsetta and Trey in the morning every Monday at 9:30. So he'll be on tomorrow morning. And
they
fumble the opening kickoff.
That's great.
And the Falcons get the ball.
That's ideal. That's awesome. That's so awesome. And I was just about to say what a good return it was. And Clement just fumbles the ball.
And Clement looks like he's hurt.
And he looks like he's injured, yep.
Like his shoulder. So.
Definitely an arm.
Third turnover now. Two interceptions now. This fumble. And now Atlanta gets the ball right in the, like basically in the red zone.
You know an injury is bad? Yep. He just gets it punched
just
out.
Just get it punched out.
He's got a punched sloppy, out,
like
man.
The 30-yard line. Sloppy. Yep.
It's just bad.
Sloppy, bad play.
Hold on to the ball.
So now that's where, when your quarterback's struggling, you can help him out by how about just holding on to the ball? Now at this point, you just want to hold him to a field goal if you're the Eagles.
Yep.
But, I mean, they weren't planning on getting on the field, and look at this. And it's already first and goal for Atlanta.
Yeah, because that was a nice play design. That was nice. That was.
And this defense, to their credit, they weren't expecting to be on the field yet.
No, and to their credit, they played well. They played well this game, all things considered. That's a good play call. You know, quick shovel pass and
yep. Graham, they let good Graham blocking. Go, clear out.
Good blocking. I mean, it's...
Now just, can they hold him to a field goal? It's first and goal for Atlanta here on the green zone.
I think we know who they're probably going to go to.
Yeah. Okay.
They didn't go to him on first down, but...
They can hold him to a field goal. This would be massive.
Yeah, 100%. This is not the way you wanted to start the second half.
No, you got to hold on the ball and give your quarterback and these young guys a little bit of a chance just to establish themselves. And worst case, just punt. You don't want to start at the 30-yard line. That's bad. Second and goal now.
So far we are, you know, 32 minutes into this game. And basically everything that could go wrong has gone wrong.
Guys,
and they're
right,
only
guys
down by four
right now. Matt Ryan.
Caught by Julio Jones.
And finally, Julio Jones beats Ronald Darby for the touchdown. Had a lot of time because of the scramble, but...
When you have Julio Jones on Ronald Darby, that is a mismatch.
And once again, Darby brutalized for the touchdown.
Yep. Not good.
Yeah, number 21... is not Deion Sanders.
Oh, man. I mean, Matt Ryan must have had been licking his chops when he saw that matchup. And Darby just looked bad on that. Like,
just got pushed around.
Got bullied on the line. The end zone there.
Clement, that's terrible. All right. 610-632-0975. We're going to go to break. On the other side, we'll get your calls. And this is now a horror show. Eagles down 17-6. Here on the Green Zone.
You're locked in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
With Tyrone and Pat on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it.
Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Philadelphia, the birthplace of America. Conceived by visionaries, we set the standard of building excellence. We build safer and stronger. We dig deeper, push harder, climb higher. We built the skyline. We are GBCA, the General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Brian Calisi.
And I'm Tom English, and we're with the A.T. Chadwick Company. We're proud members of the General Building Contractors Association. Founded in 1966, A.T. Chadwick is a mechanical contracting firm serving the Philadelphia area. For 53 years, A.T. Chadwick has been committed to our clients, employees, and community.
We stand behind our work and believe that the foundation of our business is governed by our commitment to our clients. We are building the skyline. We are GBCA. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia, Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Philadelphia, Wilmington area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you'll learn how to get started flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 68,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 68,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 68,000.
Texan Tech's additional $29.95 due at signing with GM Conquest lease rebate and approved credit. 30% off 2019 pre-owned Acadia. Event ends 9/30/19. Call 1-800-KERBACK for full details.
You're about to hear FC Kerbeck's 2019 model year closeout event specials once. So listen closely. Get up to 30% off original MSRP. 2019 GMC Acadia was $36.5, now $25.6. That's 30% off. Or lease a new 2019 7-passenger GMC Acadia. Just $189 a month. We're out to sell all remaining 2019 Buick and GMC models. Lease a new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $99 a month at FC Kerbeck. Experience the new Buick. GMC, we are professional grade. The 2019 model year closeout event. 2019 GMC Acadia. $189 a month. 2019 Buick Encore. $99 a month. Now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
A new Flyers hockey season dawns. Get ready for all or nothing, crush or crumble high-stakes hockey inside the Wells Fargo Center.
The shot, he scores!
Single game tickets are now on sale for all 2019-2020 Philadelphia Flyers home games. Visit PhiladelphiaFlyers.com to view all ticket options and use code FLYERS at checkout to gain exclusive access to the best seats in the house. Again, that's code FLYERS at checkout to unlock the best seating options. Shop now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. The Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere you have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Philly sports fans, the energy of the city. 97.5 The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the green zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, indeed. The Fanatic Green Zone. Aguilar's back in the game. Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania, New Jersey's premier casino. Custom designed for you. The Eagles are plus 440 right now if you think they can come back. PlaySugarHouse.com, must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And Aguilar's quote-unquote concussion protocol came back clean. He's back. It's now...
You mean his ego?
Uh-huh. There was a holding penalty. Eagles actually run the ball, start moving it a little bit. Holding penalty. Selemalu, or however you pronounce his name, has played terribly, and now they're in 3rd and 11. They're not built for 3rd and long right now without your top three, without your top two receivers. You're just not built for 3rd and long. And once again, the offensive line...
Good job by Wentz to avoid it, but he floats it out there, and the guy was covered. Miles Sanders is completely covered, and that's it's.
I don't know. Was anybody open
from the get go when he throws that ball? It was obvious.
I think he thinks the guy could come back and try to give a guy a chance to make a play.
But you're doing it to a rookie. It's like that might work with Darren Sproles. We've seen him do that with Darren Sproles. But that linebacker, whoever it is, I can't see, was all over Miles Sanders. That play was doomed from the get go.
Yeah, it was. And once again, though, they're not built for 3rd and long without Jackson and without Alshon. They're just not built for 3rd and long, and now they have to punt, and this is just horrendous.
They need a turnover.
And now a flag comes in late.
Of course it does.
Brandon in Hanover, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone.
Hey, guys, I just want to talk a little bit about Carson Wentz. I understand the offensive line having some issues. And let's give the Falcons defense some credit for some of this. But, look, that one caller talked about him being off, and you guys talked about Nelson Aguilar making the catch, not making the two catches. Well, actually, that last play in the end zone, Nelson Aguilar, if Wentz leads him better, it's touchdown. I mean, Carson Wentz just is off tonight, and we know that he can turn on the switch, but I don't. I guess I'm just concerned long term about Carson Wentz, and I have been.
Why are you concerned for him long term? Why?
I mean, Tyrone, he put together a really good stretch other than that 2017 stretch.
What are you talking about? Look, dude, look at his numbers last year. Like, you have Google.
Yeah.
I use Bing.
You know, like, whatever. Like I don't understand. Yes, he has. I don't understand what you're doing. Other than the time where he put him in position to have home field advantage, has he been good other than that? Like, I'm not doing this Carson Wentz isn't good thing today. Like, you can do that on your own, like at home. But, like, I don't believe the whole Carson Wentz isn't good thing. He completed 69.6% of his passes last year. You want me to tell me that he stinks?
No, I didn't say he stinks.
Oh boy. Now listen.
The guy's just worried about him.
He's just worried about him long term. What is this? All right, it's been a horrendous game. You're without your top two receivers and without your number two tight end. He's playing badly, but this whole I'm now concerned for everything. I can't do this. Well, can we talk about the game?
You know, I think, in fairness to us, though, I think we've been pretty critical of Carson Wentz.
We have been.
But also, to the caller's point, right? Like his issue was, we're harping on Aguilar. We're not mentioning the throw by Wentz. Yes, we're aware that Carson Wentz is off tonight. At the same token, because he is off, when the ball is literally in your hands, you have to catch that.
Right.
You don't have the luxury of playing for the next down because your quarterback is off tonight. Now, look, he might be off because everybody is injured. He might be off because he's getting abused at the line. He just might be off because he ate some bad pizza. Who knows? He is off, but because of that, when he finally does get the ball to you, you need to catch the ball. And the wide receivers are not doing that.
And that's fair to say. You also have to run the correct route. And the one thing I can't do is, if JJ runs the wrong route, I can't then blame the quarterback. I'm not going to do it. Now, the Fanatic postgame show is in the house. They're in the house.
It's pretty rude of Jamie not to ask if he won anything.
Yeah, he brought food and didn't offer anything. But that's who he is. It's lack of home training.
That's fine.
He also didn't offer anything to his coach.
He's not a foxhole guy.
And this guy's a father. Could you imagine what he must do to his poor children? Join Jamie Lynch, the bro, and Andrew Salchunas, the stingy bro. After the Birds game today for the Fanatic Eagles postgame show, they're in the building. 17-6. It is now very incumbent that the Eagles defense get a stop here and give the offense a chance. The Clement fumble is the game changer right there. Because as bad as the half was, being down 4 is not the end of the world. And let's say you play great and you're down 28-24 at the half. Being down 4 is not the issue. But immediately, the fumble,
yeah,
right there, that changes the entire game. I understand that the quarterback has not played well. And we've said that 1,000 times. We still have to analyze the game. And I'm not going to, in real time, analyze his career and decide he can't be good like some callers have decided.
This is the green zone. This is reacting in game. This isn't reacting in career.
Right. I'm not
doing
these.
That's for Monday through Sunday.
Yeah, I'm not doing the referendums that he'll never be good.
If you want to react to that, hey, Monday through Saturday, you can make that phone call.
Absolutely. Lamar, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the green zone.
Yeah, what's up, Terrell? How you guys doing, man?
What's up, Lamar?
I expect you to get real short with me, man, because I didn't call a million times the last 2-3 weeks about this no over-the-top safety help and this man-to-man. I don't understand it.
They had safety help on that play. Sendejo just did a bad job, yeah, just like he did last week.
The problem is they had safety help. It's the wrong safety. It's right. Sendejo.
And Darby gets run by, and Sendejo had deep coverage there.
Sendejo just sucks.
Just stunk. Like, no, they had safety help on that play. Yeah. He just failed.
Yeah, he did. But my thing is, Tyrone, listen, Sendejo.
Uh-oh, third and long. Uh-oh. Sendejo, third and long, I mean, coming up.
It's hard. I mean, I'm surprised this guy got a job.
So am I. I would part ways.
2 weeks into the season, he
looks terrible.
Failed to tackle Vernon Davis. He failed to stay deep on a night where Darby basically is out there man to man. Then on the goal line, the one person you want to cover, you put your 5'10" cornerback on Julio Jones and then blame the cornerback.
If only there was some
quarterback's been awful too. He got beat for a couple times before the touchdown, and he's been beat for both touchdowns there. So
and when he got beat, Tyrone, he had nobody over the top.
All right. Well, sometimes you got to jar man to man.
Oh my God! They threw a blitz.
And it's picked
and
off.
And he picks it off.
And it's Darby.
It's Darby.
It's Darby.
I'm never a doubt. Never a doubt. Never a doubt.
You doubted him.
I've been saying all game.
Lamar, why are you doubting him, Lamar?
I want answers, Lamar.
Come on, Lamar.
I'm going to get a guy help. Let him play me.
Lamar's sitting up here calling up being the anti-Darby guy. We're defending him.
Look at this.
I got my Darby jersey on.
We all say that Darby was going to make a big play. Just a matter of time.
Check the tape.
We said Deion, Darby, same thing. We said that all first half. Once again, though, the
they
people that called
the
for
house,
the blitz.
Man.
And once again, that quarterback, I stand by it. Matt Ryan, he's going to go to Hall of Fame. He stinks.
Jamie Lynch could have caught that ball, and he's got one hand full of hoagie.
Right.
And he could have caught
that ball. One hand full of hoagie, the other hand with his baby, and he still would have caught it
somehow. He wouldn't have offered little Skyler any hoagie either.
No hoagie for you. Where's the Gerbers?
Let's see if Wentz can do something here.
Yeah, we'll break right after that. 610-632-0975. Running the ball on first down, I like right now because I don't know who the heck they would pass to.
Yeah, they're one step away from calling up DGB.
I mean, I don't know what you're...
I mean, he's not doing anything. I joked earlier about maybe Jason Avant can make a comeback, but he's doing our
pregame
show.
You know who I probably call, even though he's not very good? I probably have to call Torrey Smith. I have to call. Greg Ward is on the practice squad.
Jordan Matthews is on San Francisco, so you can't call him.
He won't be there long.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no way he makes it through the year.
To Lamar's point, though, in all seriousness, like if only there was a guy in Miami that you could go out and get.
I know, but the question is, are you willing to give up a one?
I don't think
on
he's going to
call the money across
one.
The middle. Who was that to? Zach Ertz?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to call the one.
First and goal, Eagles?
While he was a former top 11 pick, he was the 11th overall pick.
The tough thing is, you got to remember.
He's not starting. Like, who's going to give up a one for that guy? He's not starting on that team.
Because they want to lose.
Is Minka Fitzpatrick going to make the difference?
Compared to Sendejo, maybe. Like, let's say on that one play, Minka Fitzpatrick bashed the ball down, and right now the score is
no. I 10, let me 6, let me clarify.
Verse 17-6.
Minka Fitzpatrick is better than than Sendejo.
Yeah,
but my point is for Miami, like, if your excuse is we're not starting Minka Fitzpatrick because we want to lose, that's a poor excuse because Minka Fitzpatrick is not the difference maker for your games. The fact that you have no offensive line, no wide receivers, no running game, and no quarterback, that might be why you're going to lose games.
Minka
Fitzpatrick,
you're right about that.
You should be showcasing him. So if I'm Howie Roseman, I call about Minka Fitzpatrick and they want to one, I laugh at them.
Well,
I'm like, dude, you're not even playing.
But also, they don't have to trade.
He's got a lot.
Once again, Samalu misses. Samalu misses a block again.
Yeah,
he has played terribly.
He's getting undressed like he's redoing the body
now,
issue
now again. I'm not saying he's going to have a bad career like some people are deciding with Carson Wentz. I'm saying he's having a bad game.
Oh, dude, and Jason Peters just got he's looking like he's losing the battle to Father Time this game. Because he doesn't look good either.
He doesn't look good. The left side of the line has been a problem. Right side, much better. So now you have a third and goal situation.
Now you're reaching a point, though, where it's like, all right, we got to actually put one in the end zone.
Yeah, because...
I mean, Tack McKinley has absolutely abused...
I mean, right around. Play's slow developing because that's a fake to the left,
yep.
roll to the right play. He has to hold that block longer. And once again, Carson's taking a hit. And he's not taking hits running or scrambling or doing those.
No, he's just taking hits because the offensive line is folding.
In the pocket. We were worried about him being too reckless. He has not been reckless in this game. Third and goal. And I don't know who he's going to throw it to.
Zach Ertz.
And once again, they're on him. He escapes. Throws it. It's short, though.
You got to throw that in the end zone.
Well, I don't think anybody was open in the end zone.
I mean...
Mac Hollins.
Throw it out then. I'd rather have you throw it out than give a fourth and goal on a five.
Guy can break a tackle.
Now,
possibly.
The question is, I think you
throw it short, might, hoping a guy breaks a tackle.
They might go for it. He's looking at the play chart.
Oh, that's another reason why you throw it to the five. If you're going to go for it, if it's four down.
I'll tell you what.
But that's magical right
there.
He
has done a very, that's the third time this game where he has escaped.
Yep.
And, you know, the first two times he didn't throw great balls.
I think they're going.
Yeah, they're going for it.
So that's why you throw it short, because it's four down territory.
All right.
Now, I don't know who you throw it to, I don't necessarily love this call because of that. If you have all your guys, I love this call.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. And it looks like no one's open.
Never a doubt.
Bang.
Touchdown.
Let him drag.
Aguilar.
Oh! Straight cash. Saltunas making it rain.
Saltunas makes a bet. Oh, what a surprise. PlaySugarHouse.com. If you bet Aguilar, you just cashed, and now do they go for two?
Vending machine on Saltunas over here.
I want to say out loud, because of a field goal factor, I think it's too early to go for two. I take the extra point. That's me.
That's a good job by Carson Wentz, man.
Really good. And scanning, and yes. 5 seconds. The line blocked their butts off on it.
They're going for two.
I think it's too early. I'm saying it out loud. I'm not a hindsight guy. Because now if you don't get it, you're down five, and then they kick a field goal, you're down eight, you have to go for two again.
I don't hate it, because the way your offense is playing, you don't know if you're going to get back in the end zone.
That's fair.
But you have had two possessions,
one touchdown. Let's see what happens here.
Fade to Arcega?
No. He stinks.
A run.
To Carson.
Fake.
I don't like that.
He got in.
Carson Wentz.
Just eat your hoagie.
They'll reveal it.
Just eat your hoagie over there.
But Carson Wentz, with the bad ribs and the concussion protocol, gets in. 610-632-0975. He's in. And he wasn't touched. And he's driving head first. So the knee being down doesn't matter. He has to be touched with the knee down. I believe he's in.
The bro would be a guy to steal crackers.
610-632-0975. We'll be back here on the Green Zone.
You're locked in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
With Tyrone and Pat on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Philadelphia, the birthplace of America. Conceived by visionaries, we set the standard of building excellence. We build safer and stronger. We dig deeper. Push harder, climb higher. We built this skyline. We are GBCA, the General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
I'm Mark Petrini with B. Petrini & Sons, and we're proud members of the General Building Contractors Association. Pete Petrini and Sons has served the concrete construction field for 71 years, earning its reputation as the region's trusted resource for quality work and superior service. We are the complete start-to-finish concrete work provider for the commercial construction industry in the Philadelphia region. We are building this skyline. We are GBCA. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Before I moved my savings to Marcus by Goldman Sachs, my account just sat there doing nothing because I was too attached. Now my money's growing like my hair used to in the past. It's like I have a new hairdo that cannot be surpassed.
You can money with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account. Earn 4 times the national average at Marcus.com.
National average data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders, about to do a little ditty called Mac and Cheese Bowl $5 Phillips. Mac and Cheese Bowl $5 Phillips. Oh, dang it. Mac and Cheese Bowl $5 Phillips. Try it again. Mac and Cheese Bowl $5 Phillips. I want yummy, yummy noodles and ooey gooey cheese and crispy, juicy popcorn nuggets. Oh, can't even make it to the part about the cookie and the Pepsi. Just try my new Mac and Cheese Bowl $5 Phillips at KFC. It's finger looking good. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Tax extra.
It's finally fall and the perfect time for a total beauty refresh at Macy's VIP sale. With an extra 15% off coupon for the skincare, fragrances, and makeup that rarely go on sale. New arrivals from MAC, Estee Lauder, and more make it fun to update your routine, add a new color palette, or just treat yourself. And with over 250 fragrances from Calvin Klein, Hugo Boss, and more, finding a new signature scent is easy. And the perks don't stop. Get benefits no matter how you pay with Macy's Star Rewards. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. The Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere you have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports.
Your voice matters because you care.
Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan.
Because Concordville cares.
Online at ConcordvilleCares.com.
Sports Talk with Clayton and all of Gloucester County.
97.5. The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the green zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wow. Sidney Jones making a tackle. Green zone. Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino. Custom designed for you, PlaySugarHouse.com.
Sidney Jones laying the wood.
Yeah, laying the wood. Must be 21 and over. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And the weekend sponsor. Yes, this weekend's program is brought to you by Bachman's Roofing, Building, and Remodeling, quality and service. Bachman nails it every time as the Falcons move it up the field. As I said, it was a terrible idea to go for the two-point conversion because it was a bad call. His knee hit, and they decided he was giving himself up. He wasn't touched, but the referees have that.
Awful call.
It's a bad call, but now it's now 17-12 in the game. So all you total people who had some hope, 2 points just got taken away from you on that total.
Avante Maddox just got turned around.
Yeah, he did. So
he had Sanu, and Sanu just literally just put him on spin cycle.
So, and now Jernigan's out with a foot. So Ridgeway had been making some plays. Now you're going to have a lot of Ridgeway. And now we go deep. Matt Ryan.
And that's Darby, though.
Darby.
That's Darby.
And McLeod had his back.
But they're like McLeod. Just follow. Make sure he doesn't screw up, please.
You double team.
You're going to have to. I mean, if it's deep like that, Calvin Ridley on Ronald Darby is a straight mismatch.
Cover. That went through his hands. That should have been caught.
That should have been caught. At this point.
Wait a minute. We're not allowed to say that. If the ball hits you in the hands, you don't have to catch it.
Yeah. According to college.
That's the new thing today.
I mean, at this point, if the bro was on Ronald Darby, I'd say it was a mismatch.
Yeah. Well, the bro's a good athlete.
He actually is a sneaky good athlete. I'd put him top five at the station. People don't realize it because he's a little portly.
You do notice, oh, boy. Oh, this is not good.
That's a huge run.
And now the Falcons way into field goal range.
Huge
and
run.
Driving on this defense. And it's not even their main back.
No, and they needed to stop there, too.
Like, yeah, because the Eagles come down, score a touchdown. Yeah, here's a chance to get a stop and get the ball back.
To get some rhythm there. And Sidney Jones is back. Is in the 10, according to the bro, because that was a huge hit that he laid.
Yeah, so they probably concussion protocol.
Yeah, because if on the replay, it did look like it was helmet to helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's in the tank.
Come on, McLeod.
Yeah, it's bad. Clement out with questionable, although they're not going to return.
I don't want him to return. That fumble.
Let's see what happens here. Ugh. I mean, in all, the defense has done a pretty good job.
Yes. I mean, they've really only given up 10. I can't blame them for Clement.
Yeah. Jim Schwartz is coming here with a good scheme.
Yes, and the corners other than Darby have played well, and Darby did get the interception. Matt Ryan has missed some. So...
Yeah, but and we've talked about it. Like, he's trying to get the ball out quickly because the tackles for
they have not played
Falcons
well.
Aren't they, great.
They've been able to get some pressure. It's just they have better players. Now, look up the top of the screen, Julio Jones.
One-on-one.
And I just think that's Douglas up there now
Douglas
at this
too.
Point.
Yep, I think that's Douglas. And Ryan doesn't look his way.
And intercepted.
Tipped off Nate Gary.
Gary tried to bring it out.
Oh,
he tried to bring it out.
As soon as he realized it, too, because it's just instinctual, he's like,
no, I was down. Here, by the way, Matt Ryan stinks.
All right, let's see what the flag is. Now, it looked like it was after the play, but let's see what it is.
Let's see what it is.
Let's see. They're talking about it.
If it's not, it's on the one. It looks like it's on the Falcons. The way they pointed.
Yeah.
Drew will get you in just a second. This is all happening fast.
Matt Ryan in the eye black. Dude, you're in a dome.
Eagles could now have the ball at the 20, looking to take the lead.
You're in a dome at night. Why do you have eye black on?
This is part of their routine. Uh-huh.
Touchback.
Come on.
All right, so it's a touchback. Half the distance to the goal.
So
because
10-yard line. So they have to go 90 yards.
Barnett's probably trying to block at that point.
Yeah, 610-632-0975.
That's a huge, huge interception.
Gigantic play. His second pick, now matching Carson Wentz. Matt Ryan will never have a career. He'll never do anything. That's the rule, right? When you throw two picks, that means your career's terrible. He's not going to Hall of Fame now?
No, he just sucks.
I don't think he's actually
ready, man.
All right, 610-632-0975. We'll be back here on the Green Zone.
Real-time info on the Birds game, plus news on all betting lines and prop bets from around the league. This is the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Well, with fall approaching, it's time to replace your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. But the cost of sending your kids back to school, causing you to put off the project just a little longer, my friends at Guided Door and Window have heard you. They have a solution. In addition, right now to getting 20% off all windows and doors, Guided will allow you to start the project today with no money down and give you 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of the new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors, including an increased comfort level in your home and lower monthly energy bills while you take advantage of 20% savings and have the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for 36 months. But you have to act now. This offer is just for a limited time. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guided today and schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. The number, 1-877-GO-GUIDA. Check them out online at goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity best deal of the year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTD and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
That is a pretty good breakfast. You're not even eating.
Whatever. Why not? What's up? Kath and I knew that Jenny'd been partying a bit. Found out she tried heroin.
Most people don't know what to say about drugs, but we do. Visit us at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, where families find answers.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid September 12th through September 15th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders, about to do a little ditty called Mac and Cheese Bowl $5 Phillips. Mac and Cheese Bowl $5 Phillips. Oh, dang it. Mac and cheese bowl, $5, Phillips.
Try it again.
Mac and cheese bowl, $5, Phillips. I want yummy, yummy noodles and ooey gooey cheese and crispy, juicy popcorn nuggets. Oh, can't even make it to the part about the cookie and the Pepsi. Just try my new mac and cheese bowl, $5, Phillips at KFC. It's finger looking good. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
Incubus, 20 years of Make Yourself and beyond. Saturday, October 5th, the Met Philadelphia. Incubus, on the road in celebration of the 20th anniversary of their double platinum album, Make Yourself. With special guest, Wild Bell. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and TheMetPhilly.com. Part of the City Fitness Concert Series. For more info and tour dates, check out IncubusHQ.com. Don't miss Incubus, live.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan. Because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5. The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the green zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, indeed, on the green zone. Eagles have the ball. Second and four.
Perfect.
Start of the fourth quarter. We'll have Tuck in just 1 second with the last second for all the gamblers here. He's on the line. The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com. is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino, custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Matt Ryan, partially because of Graham, but partially just because of his brain. Throws an interception.
Like I don't want to hear about that. No, he hit his armpit.
So now, both quarterbacks now have two interceptions. So
that's because Matt Ryan's meh.
On the line with us one more time with this last minute betting, because this has been an insane day with these swings. The Eagles are now driving literally to take the lead, and once again he escapes and just tries to throw it away.
I wish he did not even try to throw it. He should have just ran.
I think he thinks he was hit in the head. It's Tuck. How you doing, David Tuckman? Oh, boy, this has been a wild game.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt at all. I mean, I'm sending you messages. I'm talking about how overrated Matt Ryan has been.
I completely agree.
I have been standing on a pedestal for years saying Matt Ryan. He just seems to he figures out a way to lose games. And yep. Honestly, there's no reason that the Eagles should be even in this game.
Right.
But yet they are.
They are in. And Barner just with a meaty. We knew at Philly, he was a Eagles fans all know him as a punt returner. Right now, the Falcons are minus 435 if somebody wants to jump in now. Eagles plus 295. I know this might be a game where most people maybe just stay away, but if you had to pick a side right now at the start of the fourth quarter, which side would you go with the score, 17-12?
I mean, listen, the Eagles are a better team. They haven't been a better team tonight, and obviously with the injuries, the Falcons should win this game. I mean, there's no doubt about that. You know, that said, though, I'm not going to look at it from just who's going to win the game. I look at it, where's the value. I'm probably going to stay away from it. But, right, you know, at this point, if you told me I had to make a bet on it, I'm going to take the Eagles plus 295. I mean, we're still looking at a one-score game. I'm not convinced Matt Ryan's not going to throw another interception. I'm not convinced the Eagles' defense isn't going to win this game.
Right. Right now, another thing, the point spread got updated to 8.5, and it's 5 now. So that would assume that the Falcons will score a touchdown, because even a field goal would only put them up 8. That's an interesting number, that 8.5. If you had to bet it, which side would you go with there? Falcons 8.5 going into this last 13 minutes or so.
Again, if I've got to bet it, I'm going to go with the Eagles. Simply right, because they seem like they're the ones that are dealing with the adversity, and somehow, some way, they're sticking around. And, you know, we've all been watching football for a long time.
Yes.
And, you know, if you let the team stick around for long enough, if you don't put your thumb on them and you don't close it out when you get a chance to, you know, oftentimes that comes back to haunt you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, like I said, I mean, the Falcons should win this game. I fully expect them to win this game, but I do think the value is with the Eagles right now.
Absolutely. Now, look forward to the Monday night game, Cleveland and the Jets. Cleveland, a lot of people were high on them. People were picking them to possibly win the Super Bowl. They come through. They lose week one. The Jets, they were favored against Buffalo. They lose week one. They're without their quarterback. What are you looking at in the Monday night game?
Man, yeah, I mean, I think Cleveland's I was one of the guys who's in on the hype. I do believe in Cleveland. I still believe in Cleveland. I think, you know, there's a lot of overreacting week one. I mean, after week one, the Baltimore Ravens were going to the Super Bowl. And, you know, obviously they had a little bit more of a tough time today against Arizona.
For sure.
Cleveland, suddenly everybody's like, oh, it's Cleveland again. They're terrible. They're not terrible. I think maybe they got ahead of themselves a little bit. And, you know, obviously Baker Mayfield didn't play great, but I do believe in this team. And, you know, unfortunately for the New York Jets, Sam Darnold is gone. Trevor Siemian is not a good quarterback. There's no other way to paint it.
No.
He is just a bad quarterback. He's made a living, though. He's a seventh-round quarterback, and he's made a living as a backup. I'm also just not a big believer in Adam Gase and his conservative game plan. I think he cost them last week. I like the Cleveland Browns to win this game, and I like it in a sizable fashion. To me, the New York Jets are just not the same team. Also, keep in mind, they're basically defensive quarterback, C.J. Mosley.
Yes.
He is out as well. And there was a notable difference in week one when he was in the game and when he was out. Remember, the New York Jets were up 16-0 in that game before eventually losing to the Buffalo Bills. A lot of the reason for that was C.J. Mosley being out. The defense was kind of lost without him. He was their big offseason signing. So I think the loss of their quarterback on offense and basically their defensive quarterback is going to be too much for the Jets. I like the Brownies.
And that, to your point, that line opened at 2.5. It's up to 6.5. So obviously a lot of money came in on Cleveland throughout the week as the data piled up and the injuries piled up on the Jets side.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're looking for value, it's 6.5 in a lot of places. But if you check over, if you go over to PlaySugarHouse.com, it is 6 there.
Ooh.
So if you like the Browns, go over to PlaySugarHouse.com and you can get them at 6. Big difference. You know, that half a point doesn't sound like a lot, but those little half points, that's how the sharps, the professional gamblers, that's how they make a living, those half points here and there. Look, get the edges when you can.
And to your point, you talked about it in the start of your call about Matt Ryan just gets sacked, and once again, and they had the ball at midfield. It was a substantial yardage sack. So once the Eagles can get the ball, just like you said, with a chance to win the game. Thanks so much. We'll be doing this every single week. Great information today. Thanks so much, Tuck.
Yeah, my pleasure, man. Hopefully next week I'm better than I was tonight.
Nah, you were. You didn't know 47 guys were going to get hurt. You can't anticipate that.
No. I got to get better at predicting injuries, okay? I'll see you guys next week.
I think we all do.
I'll talk to you next week.
We all do. You know, if Jim Schwartz can mix in, like, if he can those just blisses. Do what he's doing tonight all season, I'll be happy.
Yep.
You know, because he's blitzing, I feel like, when it's appropriate to blitz. It's not necessarily the Jim Johnson, like most of us grew up with, where it was like blitz every other play. But when he's doing it, clearly it's flustering Matt Ryan. And, you know, Tuck talked about it, I think, with his first call, that he's not a good quarterback when he's under pressure. And you're seeing that every single time they bring a blitz, he looks uncomfortable.
Yep.
He looks shell-shocked. You brought a blitz with Sendejo there. And Sendejo gets the sack.
And meanwhile, you see Carson Wentz trying to dodge and trying to extend plays and trying to move around. This guy seems like when he sees the blitz, he's looking to get on the ground.
He freezes, yep. He looks scared.
So unbelievable. So can the Eagles put together a drive? Carson Wentz only 96 yards in this game, one touchdown, two picks. Matt Ryan, a little misleading, 250 yards, almost all of that in the first half. Two touchdowns in the first half. Now, three picks, according to this. Did he throw three picks?
Yeah. Yeah, because the Gary and Sidney Jones and Darby.
Yeah, and three picks for Matt Ryan, so he came back down to earth.
He doesn't really have excuses either, because he's got all of his weapons.
All right, do we go to break now, or do we wait?
I mean, we kind of have. Unfortunately, we probably should have went before the Tuck interview, but yeah, we probably should go now. Because if it's a long drive, we're sitting here for the next 25 minutes.
All right, 610-632-0975. Drew, Rick, will get you on the other side. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan here in the Green Zone.
You're locked in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
With Tyrone and Pat on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Texan Tech's additional $29.95 due at signing with GM Conquest lease rebate and approved credit. 30% off 2019 pre-owned Acadia. Event ends 9/30/19. Call 1-800-KERBACK for full details.
You're about to hear FC Kerbeck's 2019 model year closeout event specials once. So listen closely. Get up to 30% off original MSRP. 2019 GMC Acadia was $36.5, now $25.6. That's 30% off. Or lease a new 2019 7-passenger GMC Acadia. Just $189 a month. We're out to sell all remaining 2019 Buick and GMC models. Lease a new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $99 a month at FC Kerbeck. Experience the new Buick GMC. We are professional grade. The 2019 model year closeout event. 2019 GMC Acadia, $189 a month. 2019 Buick Encore, $99 a month. Now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
A new Flyers hockey season dawns. Get ready for all or nothing, crush or crumble high-stakes hockey inside the Wells Fargo Center.
The shot! He scores!
single game tickets are now on sale for all 2019-2020 Philadelphia Flyers home games. Visit PhiladelphiaFlyers.com to view all ticket options and use code FLYERS at checkout to gain exclusive access to the best seats in the house. Again, that's code FLYERS at checkout to unlock the best seating options. Shop now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
It's finally fall and the perfect time for a total wardrobe refresh at Macy's VIP Sale, where you get incredible deals on designers that rarely go on sale. Use your Macy's coupon or card to take an extra 30% off trends you'll want to wear on repeat, like animal print, all over paisley, and more. Plus, use the coupon to take an extra 15% off beauty so your head-to-toe look is fresh and flawless. And the perks don't stop. Check out Macy's Star Rewards for benefits no matter how you pay. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Howdy, folks. Right now, come into KFC and get a free chocolate cake with a 10-piece meal. It's free. It's free chocolate cake. How else can I say it? It's a whole chocolate cake that you don't pay any additional money for. See, that's the arrangement. I don't know how else to explain this. You buy a 10-piece bucket meal. I slide an actual chocolate cake made of real actual cake across the counter. You take it. We both go our merry ways. So come on down to KFC. Get your free cake today. It's finger-licking good. Offer excludes 12-piece tenders meal. Limited time only. Participating locations.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you are listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the green zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, and we're back. The Eagles are driving. Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania, New Jersey's premier casino. Custom designed for you, PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And Eagles are now on third down once again because Mac Hollins. I mean, this is the left guard. This has not been a good offensive line day.
No, and the defensive line for Atlanta, to their credit, has played really well. But, you know, you try to wide receiver screen, a bubble screen there, and nobody blocks.
Right. Now, according to ESPN, the Eagles have only a 29.8% chance of winning the game.
Bet the house.
It's third down here. It's 8.5 minutes left, so there's plenty of time.
Feel good.
To win the game. On Play Sugar House, if you want to get in, and you can still get in with the live betting, the over-under has moved down to 37.5. On the money line, Eagles plus 195. So you can still, if you think the Eagles are going to get down here and score, you can go do what you need to do and make that bet on PlaySugarHouse.com.
I feel good.
I don't know what to think right now.
I don't feel good about all these injuries. But
so many injuries.
I think they still win the game.
That has really helped the Falcons. I think the Eagles win by 100 if Jackson, Jackson, Jeffrey are both playing, and Goddard. Losing all three of those guys is just, and I don't know, it's unbelievable. Sanders is the leading rusher, 9 carries, 24 yards. Zach Ertz, 6 catches, 60 yards. For them, Ridley, 8 for 105. Them, Smith, 4 for 32. And Matt Ryan, again, 3 picks in the game. And he's been sacked and has not played a good game. This is a game where they should be out there and they should have put up 30. And they have 17 points.
If Isaac Seumalo remembers how to block and Jason Peters remembers how to block and none of those injuries happen, then it's a different game. Even if those two could just block and you take away one of those injuries, you know, the other two guys are healthy or whatever. But yeah. You add all of it up, and you're playing behind the eight ball, and that's what they're doing. I really do still think they win this game, but it's tough. I mean, Carson isn't playing well. We've talked about that all game. Offensive line isn't playing well, and you're down to your backup wide receivers. It's not good when you look out there and you have Mac Hollins playing a lot of minutes.
I mean, this medical tent thing is unbelievable. I mean, Kelsey has been in that medical tent. Wentz has been in that medical tent. Jernigan has been in that medical
tent.
Was
there a bet for how many times the medical tent's used tonight?
I mean,
what's the over-under for the rest of the game on the medical tent?
This is unbelievable how many guys have been in that medical tent today. And the Eagles to still be right there. It's 3rd and 6 from the Atlanta 46. The question is, 3 timeouts, 46-yard line. If they get to 4th and 1 or 2, do you go for it?
I do.
Okay, because you're on the Atlanta side. I would still punt.
I do, and he's got a lot of time to throw.
There it is.
Him in stride.
Mac Hollins.
I always liked that Mac Hollins guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He needs more minutes.
Eagles are now about the 30-31 first down. Mac Hollins making all of these plays are the biggest plays of his career. He had one touchdown the Super Bowl year. Not was a bit player. This is the most playing time. So now every time he does this, he's building up his resume. And actually some good downfield blocking by J.J.
That was really good.
Who also, by the way, has not had any targets in the second half. Wentz said, you know what? You don't know the routes.
He doesn't know where he's going. He's going off Freddie Mitchell, running his own routes.
You got me out here throwing picks. They blaming me. They slandering me on the green zone. I'm not throwing to you anymore. You're a blocker.
His mom's going to come after Carson with the umbrella.
Well, that's all right, because
I'll be straight with you, by the way. As soon as I found out this guy's mom was at training camp with an umbrella, shading him, I was kind of out on him.
I can see that.
I was like, there's something up with this dude.
Drew in Westchester, you're on the green zone. What's up, Drew?
What's up, guys? You're killing me, man, Pat and Tyrone. I mean, this game is killing me, too. Yeah, I don't know what to think right now. I mean, with these injuries that we're going through, this is a tough game to watch, man.
It's so many. This game, the complexion of it has been, the health of the players has been the biggest factor, not anything else.
I mean, look, not every game's going to be pretty in, 16.
No, this has just been an ugly game from start to finish, and what are we doing here?
That's a really poor play there.
Yeah,
one-on-one, running back has to beat linebacker.
Yep.
Has to.
Yep.
When you throw those little swing passes, you're trusting the running back to beat one guy. And if that one guy's a linebacker, if it's a safety, it's a little bit different. Linebacker one-on-one, he has to win that. Now that's another 3rd and long. And now you're in field goal range. I guess you would have to kick the field goal at 6.5 minutes to get it to 17-15.
Yeah, you would. With the way your defense is playing,
you got to kick the field goal, absolutely.
Yeah. Let's see if they can convert this 3rd down, Drew. This has been a wild game, man, with these injuries.
It's been crazy, man. It's been back, I mean, it's been a heartbreaker so far.
And escaping the offensive line once again.
And he completes the pass to Mac Hollins. That is magic.
That is
magic from Carson Wentz.
By the way, for how poorly he has played this game,
good luck.
When he is under pressure, he has performed wonderfully.
Now,
and that is another
was
example
his knee
of
down.
This.
No.
Nope.
I think that's good.
Even Chris Collins were saying it's
and
good.
He hates the Eagles. Thanks so much.
Good.
This is a great play. Wow. So now
play,
Eagles are in the red zone driving to take the lead. And complete to Zach Ertz. I tell you what, Carson Wentz has the short memory. The great quarterbacks have the short memories. Matt Ryan can't make that play. That's a play you don't teach.
No.
That's a play that's just genetically, that guy's just superior.
Nick Foles can't make that play.
No, that's a play where that's just God-given ability and toughness.
He has done so well when the pocket does collapse of escaping and continuing
drive.
To look downfield. He's 8 for 8 for 72 yards. For that guy who called and said, I need to see something from Carson Wentz.
Well, I hope he's happy.
Here he is.
I don't like in the first half of games or at halftime of games decide to make referendums on guys' careers. I mean, I do that with, other players, but not quarter. All right, 3rd and 1.
All right.
3rd and 1. Right. Wait, is the flag down?
I don't see a flag.
No, I saw the Falcons pointing, and there's been so many flags that I'm thinking.
Yeah, you're just expecting one.
Quarterback sneak here, get the 1st and goal. Atlanta 3.
I don't do a quarterback sneak just because,
it's a long one.
My quarterback's gotten banged up tonight a little bit too much, but I'm putting Jordan Howard in and letting his,
All right, Tyler.
But they have Miles Sanders in.
All right, what are you doing here, Tyler?
I'm going right up the middle with Jordan Howard.
Okay, here we go.
But Miles Sanders is in, so.
And it's a quarterback
sneak.
And they
do a quarterback
sneak. And they did it. All right.
Yeah, and that's why I said you do a quarterback sneak there.
That is wild.
You clearly do a quarterback sneak. You're not going to give it to a running back. He's 3 yards behind you.
Listen, Tyler's been doing a great job in there producing. Normally we have him do the around the
No, there's daylight.
There's sub-daylight. It's so close.
There's Atlanta daylight, bro. Don't give me the teeth. Don't show me the teeth. There's daylight.
I don't need the teeth from the bro. Tyler does a great job producing. Usually we have him used due to scores and everything. This game has been so wild with injuries, and there's also not a lot of other scores that we haven't used them a lot. That's my bad.
No, so you guys are doing a great job.
This is almost a 9-minute drive.
And now,
tremendous job by the offense.
This is a situation where you have to go for two if you get the touchdown. Quarterback sneak again, and Carson Wentz scores a touchdown.
Carson gets it.
Carson Wentz,
huh?
That's what you do.
Who wanted to see something from Carson Wentz?
Hold on. That's a formation. It's got to be four.
That's
defense.
For that guy who wanted to see something from Carson Wentz, he just put it on the table.
Carson just showing you what's what. Now you got to go up. You got to go for two here. This is why I wouldn't have went for two earlier. Because now you can just kick it and go up by three. You have to try to go up by three now. You got to go up by field goal. What kind of toughness? With
Carson
hurt ribs?
Wentz.
With hurt ribs?
Carson Wentz out here letting them drag.
All right? People talk about Nick Foles. Now you going to tell me this is a guy who's soft? This is a guy who lacks something? This guy lacks nothing.
He's a gamer.
He's a gamer. This guy lacks nothing.
Anthony Gargano is loving this right now.
Listen, the whole city of Philadelphia.
All right, let's see.
Rick, I'm going to get you. I promise in 1 second. All right,
time out.
All right, we'll get you now, Rick. Rick, how you feeling, man? You're on the green zone. How you feeling? Eagles just took the lead.
Yeah, I'm all right, dude. Like, Jordan Howard, like, why'd you bring this guy over here, dude? You don't use him. Like, I can see this guy. I can honestly see this guy, like, just giving no effort in the next couple
weeks. It's only week two, man. It's only week two.
But
it is week two.
The guy's a beast. You got to use him.
Well, been behind.
In what? In week three, the Super Bowl year, they didn't use LeGarrette Blount at all, but they ended up using him quite a bit during the regular season.
You could have saved that money and put it towards something else if you were going to use.
They didn't spend a lot of money. It wasn't a money thing. His cap hold. It's like it was a trade. His cap hold is not a hold up in the situation.
Hey, he should be getting the ball 15 times a game.
I hear you.
He should be getting the ball.
They just took the lead, and you're worried about how much they're giving the running back.
I thought you were
going to
change your thing to
give me somebody positive on
here,
man.
Come on, Rick.
Come on, Rick. Get out of here with that negativity, Rick.
I had to get Rick out of here.
I love you, Rick.
Now, I knew Rick talked about it during the drive, but I assume once they scored, he would change it up.
I need a little positivity, Rick.
The Eagles get the lead here.
All right, come on.
And they get it.
Bang.
Zach Ertz. 20.
There you go, Rick.
17.
There you go, Rick.
That's
get Rick back on the line. Get positive, Rick.
All you haters out there. 610-632-0975. At halftime, you decided that Carson Wentz's career was not going to be good. Career. There are people who call.
Oh, in fairness to that guy, he didn't say that he had decided at halftime. He just said he needed to see something.
To see if he would have
he
a good career.
To see something.
Has he shown you anything?
But he showed
in the
you something,
half?
So he's going to have a good career. Don't change the narrative on that caller now, Ty. Don't change the narrative on him.
Eagles. All right, it's 11-11, everybody. Make a wish. We should all be making the same one. All right, it's 11-11. Make a wish.
Margot Robbie.
All right. That's not what we're talking about right now. You're a married man and a father.
You said make a wish.
You're a father. Bad job by two fathers studio.
Like anyone's going to say no to Margot Robbie?
The bro comes here empty-handed.
Thought we're in the trust tree.
He knows we're here, starving. He comes in empty-handed. Didn't even do a text like, hey, can you Venmo me some money? I'll bring you something.
I love my wife, but, I mean, she's
and
on my
you,
list.
And you, married man, Eagles just
she's
took
on my list.
20-17.
You said make a wish. I'm making it for Margot Robbie.
You have 15 seconds left to make a wish, everybody. Make a wish. It's 11-11. You know what wish that needs to be made.
The hell's your wish?
That the Eagles win this game.
All right, well, I went a little selfish, I'll admit.
Now, honestly, according to ESPN, which I don't understand, it just flipped from the Eagles having a 20% chance to win the game to now a 70.8% chance to win the game.
Man, they flip-flop so much. They're such bandwagoners.
All right, on Play Sugar House, you can still get in, and you can still bet. Eagles are now minus 190 on the money line.
Jesus.
So if you had got them at plus 450 at one
time.
I
got them at plus 9.5 at one point.
No, I'm not talking about I'm talking about on the money line.
Yeah.
They were, and now they're on
at
the money.
At one point, I got them at plus 9.5.
Well.
No, I understand, not the money line, but.
On the spread.
On the spread.
Yeah. you had them there. So you could still bet that. That's the
I was like, I know how bad they're playing, but they're not 9.5 bad.
So if you feel right, if you feel really good about this, your situation right now, if you feel great about the Eagles' chances right now, right now, right now, you can bet the Eagles minus 190 to win this game if you feel good about it. If you're a Falcons fan.
Right now I'm figuring out how much money I'm going to lose since I had like, I had the overs a few times.
The overs in play again. We're not necessarily in the Eagles' favor.
Not in the favor, so I'll take the monetary loss for the Eagles to win.
The second one, I'm saying, it was at the half. This is where Vegas is crazy. They adjusted it from 51 to 37.5. And look at the total right now. It's 20-17.
Yeah.
They adjusted it from 51 to 37.5, and it's 20-17 right now.
Well, if we want like a Patrick Robinson-esque pick six, I would love that. That would help me out tremendously.
All right, this defense has played really well. Fletcher Cox has played well. Can they get one more stop? It's 3 minutes left. The Eagles offense has moved the ball in the second half. Can they get one more stop?
I think they can. This defense has played really well.
One more stop.
Jim Schwartz, obviously, he clearly heard me bitching about him last week.
He's done a great
job. Stepped up, man. This defense has looked really strong. This game, they've got after Matt Ryan when they needed to. It seems like every time they do get after Matt Ryan, they cause panic in them.
This is incredible.
So we'll see.
Matt Ryan, can he go for the fourth pick?
Just playing out like the playoff game a little bit.
Yep. These teams only play tight games every time. There's no way to get around it. There's no way. Now, Matt Ryan has the better players right now, but I just don't trust them. I just don't trust them. Pass rush, non-existent. All right, third down.
Nice job by Avante Maddox.
Maddox and Jones, really good games. Well.
Mike and KOP is going to have a tough. I don't think Mike and KOP. What's the money line that Mike and KOP calls tomorrow?
No, he's not going to call. So third and one.
If he does, he'll bring up Elijah Qualls like he did the one time.
Under 3 minutes left. This is incredible. How this game is played out. The Eagles have no business being in the lead in this game.
They need to stop. My dog's nervous. We're all sitting here, edge of our seats.
Oh no,
baby. What is you doing?
I think they... Who moved?
We'll find out.
Who moved?
We'll find out. I mean, Russell Douglas is pointing, but would you expect him to point?
Of course. I don't know if they saw it. Did they move? Oh, so
encroachment.
You're right over the ball.
Come on, man.
That is unacceptable.
Yeah, inexcusable right there.
Hassan Ridgeway.
Well, that's what happens when you have your third string defensive tackle in.
Because of the Jernigan injury.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Terrible. That's ridiculous.
That right there could be the key to the game.
Yep.
That and the Clement fumble, two biggest plays in this game.
For how bad Sam Malu's played, that hair is something.
That's a beautiful hair.
Really,
God knows.
Get
knows
that man a head and shoulders contract. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Good job.
All right.
That's a good job by Douglas there.
Only 45 seconds until, as far as challenges go, but remember, Atlanta only has one more because they used one earlier on that stupid pass interference thing. So it may not come into play, but the clock has stopped. You never know. Eagles have both of their challenges left in this last little bit.
I said earlier, it reminds me of that playoff game. And in that playoff game, if you remember, Keely Jones was kept pretty quiet until that final drive when they literally just
that was good coverage
forced
there.
It to Julio Jones. Really good. They tried to do that there. Really good coverage by Russell Douglas. All right, let's see what happens here.
Well, they got Ryan's feet moving.
Anytime his feet are moving, and they complete it, but anytime his feet are moving, man.
Yeah, that's third
you're
down.
I feel like you feel pretty good anytime you got him, you know, moving.
It's ticking towards the 2 minute warning.
Yeah, but they've got to go. They've got to get another play through. All right, third and three.
And oh my God, Ryan just missed by a mile.
Yeah.
No flags. Fourth down. 2:20.
Fourth and three here.
They got three timeouts and a 2 minute warning. What do the Falcons do? I guess they're going to stay.
They got to go for it.
They don't have to go for it.
I would go for it if I were them.
I would go for it.
At home?
But they don't have to go for it.
Fourth and three at home.
If you don't get it, the game's over. If you punt.
I'm going for it because even if you punt, you end up stopping them because, you know, the 2 minute warning, so really only needed two your timeouts.
Now, if I'm
even
the Eagles,
then you punt,
clock is stopped, I'm calling timeout here.
And they're going
Once
for
I
it.
See them set up, I'm calling timeout if I'm the Eagles right now. because the clock has already stopped.
They don't.
They barely get it off quick. Ah, and they get it and more.
And touchdown.
Oh,
and
my
touchdown.
Goodness. To the house.
That's it.
Julio Jones. Terrible. You heard me say
That's
it.
Awful.
Call time out yep. there. You see what they're, yep. how they're set up. The clock is stopped. You call time out there. Terrible job by Doug.
Well, Carson's going to have about 2 minutes to work.
And he's going to need a touchdown.
Yep. That's, I mean, look, for I've been praising Jim Schwartz, praising that the fact that he's brought blitzes, and at that point it burned you a little bit because he brought the house.
And
they just flew it out there to
and then bad tackling.
Julio, yeah, and bad tackling.
And right there.
Bad tackling.
Matt Ryan's
out here acting like he just dropped it in there. Bro, you threw off your back foot and the wide receiver made everything happen.
Yep.
Stop acting like you were out there dropping dimes.
So now Carson's gonna have 2 minutes to make a game winning drive. Oh boy. Down by 4.
Yeah.
Without his top 2 receivers. And without Goddard. 610-632-0975.
Now tell me, what is ESPN saying now?
I think I'm going to...
Lord only knows they flip-flop so much.
Oh, now 82.5% for the Falcons.
Yeah, tell ESPN to shove it.
So...
Yeah, I mean, they bring the good blocking.
I mean...
Really good
great
blocking.
Great blocking, McLeod, and then they just couldn't catch him.
No,
great
I
play
mean,
design, but I call timeout there. I don't like that you... Once you see what they're going to do, you call timeout. Clock had already stopped.
Look, and, Sanu,
and they knew the
Sanu,
play was
Sanu,
over
Sanu,
right away.
Sanu knew it was a touchdown as soon as he hit the block.
Oh.
And it wasn't a much of a block, but it's all he needed. Turns around.
And it's gone.
Yep, he's gone.
And he's gone. Nobody's out there. And once again, boy. But right there, you make them think about it. You go and do it, go into your checks. I said it in real time. You can't do that.
No, it's a killer. Ty, it's an absolute killer. But you know what? Hey, this is what moments are made of. You're going to have about probably 2 minutes.
But the problem
is... short on their kicks all night, so you're probably going to get around the 30.
Yeah, but do you trust the returners?
I do. I do. What I hope is the fact that he gets down before the two-minute warning so you can get a playoff. And Miles Sanders gets it
above the 30.
About the 33. So he's going to have 203. So you do get a playoff before the two-minute warning. And then the two-minute warning will take it. And then you have 2 timeouts.
Got to score a touchdown here. Unbelievable that they're giving Matt Ryan credit for this play.
Oh, my God. Well, Matt Ryan, I mean, he's the greatest quarterback
I've ever seen.
Unbelievable. He's sitting there. He's calling the line.
And there was confusion there. You had to call timeout. I can't let that go.
Yeah. I mean, Matt Ryan made that play.
I mean, he buried Maddox there.
You have an offensive lineman on a...
That's what I'm saying. Just engulfed him.
It's the kid from Texas A&M. Oh, I forget his name.
Jake Matthews.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, part
of
the Matthews clan. There's only 40,000
right,
of them.
Let's see what Carson can do here.
All right,
that'll be the play for the two-minute warning. So, minute 58. Second and probably, what, 2?
Yeah, 2nd and 2.
See what happens here, boys. Not going anywhere.
Yeah, no, we got to stay here. This is that's a 2-minute warning. That's a killer. Don, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic on the Green Zone.
Yeah, what's the deal? It's the Versace Don. The Eagles are the best team in the NFL. To play through all this hurt, that's showing you the greatness. They ain't back down yet.
I mean,
so all the haters that feel like that about Wentz, they need to stop it. The other quarterbacks get hit and they lay down early in the game. That ball's still playing nonstop, hurt, and everything. Rest of them players, a couple of them could have came back out on the field.
How
they
do you
got
know?
It in them. I know that. You know, you know it too, because you played on the field. You know, sometimes you get hit, you want to sit down, but if you're a true champion, you come back out on the field. You put it all on the line.
That's not
like
true.
Like AI did.
That's not
Versace
true.
Versace Dime.
I hate callers who just want to promote their own brand by just repeating their name over and over again.
That brand's taken.
It's just stupid. Like, dude, you're not going to get Twitter followers from just repeating your brand over and over again. Because nobody cares about your brand. There's a minute 58 left in this football There's a minute 58 left in this football game, and that guy's only concerned about, you know, upping his follower count from 32 to 33. Like, don't call this if you're just trying to do that. Don't call. Trying to get analysis here.
This is just All right. Second and two. Eagles are going to be at their own 40. 2 minutes, 1:58 left, two timeouts, needing a touchdown. The good news, their percentage is going down, the Falcons' win percentage, from 80 to 72.5. The bad news is the Eagles have to go 60 more yards without Jeffrey or Jackson.
I feel good. I really do.
You feel good?
I feel good. I feel like they're going to do this. You know what looms large, though, is the fact that that two-point conversion that they tried didn't work earlier.
No, but they made up for it and got another two-point conversion.
So they did, but my point is, if you kick it, you're only down by three.
No, you would have kicked it the second time.
No, what I'm saying is, you go for the two-point conversion in the first time. If you get that, the next time you kick a field goal, and now you're only down by three, and now you only need a field goal.
Right.
So that missing that two-point conversion originally, it kind of hurts you a lot right now.
Right, but at the time,
At the time, I didn't have a problem with it.
I did.
I know you did. It's just too early. We're only 2 weeks into this, and you've been right a lot more than I have.
It's early,
so
I'll be wrong plenty.
It looms large right now. All right, minute 58.
Yeah,
there we go.
All right. Right now, just you don't have to go. You don't need chunk plays. You can methodically work the down the field. He's open.
Boom.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
No! No!
Oh my God! That's a touchdown. That's a touchdown.
Okay, Carson Wentz on the money that time to Aguilar. Oh my goodness,
dude, that's a touchdown on the money.
That's oh my goodness.
That is awful.
Oh my goodness.
Oh
that's
my
the
God.
Best throw Carson has made today.
Okay.
Come on.
And that
that's
is
a touchdown.
That is nothing but green grass in front of you.
Oh my goodness.
Tyler, start live recording.
All right, third and two.
Oh man. This is all right. Here we go.
Oh, this is tough. That hurts me.
All right, get out.
They haven't really used
Darren Sproles a lot this game.
No, used them a lot.
Noticed that a lot. Obviously, the first game, but
I don't know. I wonder how his body felt afterwards. To be honest with you, that's his first catch, and he has no carries.
Hey, he's about 110 years old in football years.
I do wonder after the 20 touches week one. I wonder how the body felt at his advanced age, but. Surprising they haven't used him more considering all the injuries. Aguilar owes them another one. Now, he dropped the one earlier. He caught a touchdown. That was the ball game that he dropped.
Yep. Yeah.
He owes them one. The game's not over, but
100%,
oh, that hurts.
That hurts.
All right, here we go. First and 10.
Because you're right. That's the best throw he's made all day.
It was on the money. Oh, another drop.
Dude, what is up with this?
This time, Sproles.
Yeah. These guys, it's as if they're... They're looking upfield before they actually get the ball into them. And oh my God!
I mean, not to
pull a Giselle, but Carson can't throw it and catch it at the same time.
I mean,
he's this drive he's dropping it in there.
He's in second half. He's been so much better.
Yeah.
This has been a familiar refrain. We've heard it a lot of times. How does he drop that pass? That was the ball game. Oh, boy.
Because Atlanta's not coming back from that. And that's a bad throw because he forced it into triple coverage.
But I think about it, though. You throw it to Aguilar, he drops it.
Yeah.
You throw it to...
Yeah, I don't necessarily blame him for...
And now inside of two, that's going to cost them a timeout. Because it's the injury inside of 2 minutes to Zach Ertz.
Yeah, that's
tough.
I understand you're hurt, but
he's got to try to get his way to the sideline,
dude.
If he can,
you can't just lay there
because that cost you a timeout inside of two, and now you have a big third down. I cannot believe that drop.
I still can't get over harping on that. That's 2016 Nelson Aguilar.
I'm sure the post game show with Jamie Lynch and Andrew Sal Junis after the Birds game today, we'll be talking about that play. Correct, bro. Thumbs up, thumbs down. You be talking about that play? I mean, all right. Third and 10. Obviously, it's four down territory. They don't have to get all 10 here. This is,
Yeah.
That guts you. That drop.
And it's hard to just get over that. If you're a player on the field right now, I feel like it's hard to just forget
and
that.
And now, who does Carson throw to? He already can't throw it to number 19. And now, who else do you trust on third down?
No, the field's wide open.
Yeah.
All right. No. Great job by the offensive line. You guys are killing it today.
That was tough.
Let me tell you something right now, bro. If Trey Thomas comes in here and says the offensive line didn't play as bad as we think, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah, I can't take that in the morning show.
And I'm going to lose that fight. I'm going to lose that fight embarrassing in fashion.
Of course you will.
But if he comes in and tries to play this BS that the offensive line didn't play as poorly as we think and make excuses, because this offensive line today has been atrocious.
Nobody's there.
Atrocious.
And then he let him ride him around.
Right around. I mean, that's awful. And you have to lose your last time out. You're backed up to probably, what, fourth and 14 at this point.
Well.
Atrocious.
This is a bad way to lose.
Yeah, it is.
If they don't get this.
It is.
The Aguilar and the Sproles drops.
Oh, that's the game. That's the game right there. So fourth and 14.
Fourth and 14 here.
You have a play call for this. It's called
now they have the picket
punt.
Fence, and now they call. Look at that. They see what the Eagles are going to do, and then the Falcons
then call timeout. Imagine that.
Ray, Sicklerville.
I can't even watch. Hello?
Yeah, you're on, buddy, on the Green Zone on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, man?
Oh, yeah, no, listen, Aguilar, I can't believe what I just saw.
Yo, I can't.
Wentz put it right in his hand.
Yep. On the money.
Yep.
And he dropped it. All he had to do was catch the ball, and he had a free run to the goal line. Touchdown. We shouldn't even be going through this right now.
It was an easier catch than Julio Jones had on his touchdown.
Exactly. And then on top of that, and then the one he dropped going into halftime.
Yep, that touchdown.
In his hands.
Twice now.
Yes.
Twice now. And now, now we need a Freddie Mitchell play.
Yeah,
exactly.
We need a Freddie Mitchell play
exactly.
Here. Ray, you'll be on the line with us. You might as well watch it with us. Here we go, 4th and 14.
I'm watching with you. Brother. I'm on it. Here we go right here. I'm
off his back foot.
Oh, my goodness. Back leg.
Aguilar caught it.
He caught it. Aguilar! I've been telling you guys all game Aguilar can do it.
So what's that? A runoff?
Oh, shocking.
It's two players. So the Eagles save a timeout. I think they don't get penalized if it's also a Falcon down. Two players. So I don't think the Eagles lose a player. Okay. Aguilar with a deep catch. I cannot believe that happened. What is happening? Carson up to 223 yards.
It's the weirdest game in the world.
I can't believe this.
That is a hell of a throw by Carson Wentz on his back foot.
With his left tackle getting hurt. Look at him.
Yeah.
There's a crowd of people right on his chest. He gets knocked out after the play. It's not if the better blocking gets a touchdown, because Aguilar was behind the defense.
Philadelphia's fourth timeout.
Because
both guys were down.
All right. So literally, the Eagles just got super lucky. They would have had a penalty on a Jason Peters injury.
That?
But dropped a touchdown.
All right. It's all good.
Now, inside the 20, 121 left. 111 left.
111 left.
And the Eagles, I don't know what's happening.
Wish your mic was.
I don't know what's happening.
Wish your mic was for that one.
I know. All right. Now I don't know what to say. It's now 50-50 game.
Tyler, you live recording in there?
It's oh boy.
I hope Tyler's live recording. You live recording in there? Always. All right, just making sure.
Now Dillard with the most important snaps of his life in the fourth quarter on the drive.
Yeah.
It would have been a 5-yard penalty, but because a Falcon also went down, the Eagles saved 5 yards, so they're at the 17 rather than the 22. Because of the fact that Jason Peters knew to get hurt at the same time as a Falcons player.
I don't think he knew to get hurt at the same time as a Falcons player. I just think he got hurt.
Well, what about the Falcons player? Now he's up, so he's looking to get back in the game, I'm sure, after a play. So his helmet's... So Dillard, this is literally the most important snap of his life.
All right.
First and 10 here.
Now we're going to worry about Tack McKinley on Andre Dillard in his first snap.
Do you run the ball?
I'm thinking about it.
Can you afford it? A little sweep? No.
They're not going to. Bad throw.
No. Look underneath. The route got changed. Somebody, he thought the guy was going, and Mac Hollins broke off the route. More miscommunication with the receiver.
Well, and we talked about this earlier, Ty. Is this will kind of happen when you...
you can't tell me these guys worked with Carson Wentz a lot.
There's just no way.
And
he was hurt.
He was hurt. They were hurt. Whatever
right.
it is.
Like, no, I'm talking about, no, Hollins was hurt.
Hollins, yeah.
Because clearly Wentz thought the play was going towards the sticks further, and Hollins thought it was short. A lot of miscommunication in this game. Less in the second half.
Just get the first down.
Ah, Sproles.
Yeah, you gotta get
he
out.
Has to drop that pass.
And that's not,
he has to drop that pass.
That's not good because then it's
the, right. So Sproles is a veteran. Yard. You drop the pass there. You just push it into the ground.
I don't think he knew that he was going to get.
The guy's closing cracked. On him. He's got to back that down. Third
right.
and eight.
All right.
45
We're
seconds.
We're golden, Pony Boy. Bad throw.
All right. Not much angle
fourth
there.
Fourth and eight.
Now right. another fourth down. Another fourth down.
The bro is not
he's got
well.
To, no. He has to just back that into the ground there. You lost 20 seconds unnecessarily. He's a veteran player. He had to drop before. Just drop it again. You all saved right. 20 seconds. Fourth and eight. And the problem is, right now they're going to guard Ertz and they're going to guard Aguilar. So do you trust JJ or do you trust Mac Hollins on fourth and eight in the red zone? Because that's what's going to happen.
I trust JJ more than Mac. Just because JJ was doing it in college, but I don't really trust. I don't trust either of them.
Well, I mean, you know, right. You know who they're going to cover.
Just get the first.
First down.
He got it. He got it. I think he got it. They're going to have to review this.
Oh my god!
It's so close.
It's so damn close.
It's
they're going
to so
have to
close.
Review that.
Oh, terrible spot.
Take a step back where you were.
They're
terrible
have to review
spot.
That.
They're short.
Well, they'll review it. They'll review the. That's
it's short.
Awful. That's an awful. Where he caught that ball is not even close. They're going to have to review that.
I got to see. Was it forward motion or
that's a booth review, correct?
Yes, that'll be a booth review. I think the spot right now is way short.
Yeah, agreed.
Let's see, did he make
way
a move
short,
or was it forward progress? He threw it to the sticks. That's to the sticks.
Yeah. So I think that right there is
and he got tackled. No, that's for that to me, that's a first down. That's
agree.
Not a move.
No, I'm very
that's
biased.
Him. He might be short.
Yeah.
That's on Ertz. You got to get to distance there.
Well, Ertz did that all of last year.
If you needed
a yard, Ertz would go, you know, if you needed a yard, Ertz would go like a half a yard.
You got to go. Now, we don't know the review. Ertz there. The quarterback has to throw the ball. Who do you want him throwing there in that situation? Aguilar or Ertz, right? You come out on fourth down. Ertz has to make sure he gets there.
My issue is this is a pattern for Ertz, where if it's fourth and seven, Ertz will go 6 yards. And if it's fourth and 12, Ertz will go 11 yards. And he did this all last year, and he's doing it this year, where he's not going that 1 yard over. Yeah.
Oh,
all right, there's
your ball game, folks.
Because Zach Ertz has no idea where the damn
sticks are,
and he never has known where the sticks are.
Sticks.
He's never known where the sticks are.
610-632-0975. Okay. So.
It's awful. Awful. Great job. Zach Ertz has no idea. How many years have you been in the league? He hasn't figured out to literally go where the orange thing is, go 3 steps over it, and turn around. And now we're just in victory formation.
Great. Yeah, and there it is. There's
awesome.
Your ball game.
Yep.
There's your ball game. Okay.
Well, they did it to themselves. Injuries, they had it with the Nelson Aguilar play.
How does Ertz not make sure he gets that first down? Okay.
He did it all last year.
That's his best green zone. Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. Up next, the Fanatic Post Game Show with Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas. The Eagles lose 24-20. I'll talk to people tomorrow. Bro will talk to people in a few minutes, and then tomorrow morning. And Andrew will also talk to people in the midday show. Later, everybody. Eagles lose.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.